Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
And AM760.net.
Here they come, add-ons to the economic stimulus bill.
As many amendments as people feel is appropriate in this legislation.
New allegations in the deadly Salmonella outbreak.
Our system is broken and it needs to be improved quickly.
50 years since the day the music died.
All my life I've been waiting and I shall be no hesitating no more.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, no one doubts the urgency, the pressing need to do something to stop the economic bleeding. But the question in Washington is, can Democrats and Republicans work out their differences to pass a stimulus package that actually does what its title suggests, stimulate the sagging economy? CBS's Bob Fuss has the latest from Capitol Hill.
The action over the next few days will focus on amendments, proposals to increase the tax cuts, put more money into housing, and increase funding for highways. Democratic Senator Max Baucus.
The nation clearly demands action, and action now.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants more tax cuts and less spending.
Republicans agree with President Obama that we should trim things out that don't put people back to work.
Democrats are dropping some small spending measures that have generated controversy, including more money for anti-smoking programs and to fight AIDS. But most expect when the amendment process is over, this $888 billion package will not shrink and, in fact, could grow. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A major bank that's gotten taxpayer billions promises it will spend most of it on mortgages and credit card loans. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us live.
Citigroup says it's using its $45 billion payout to back some $36 billion in new loans. Economist Peter Morici is underwhelmed.
This move by Citigroup could result in other major banks making additional loans. But if it's in the same proportion to aid received, then it'll be a very low return on investment.
With Citigroup under pressure to cut out those corporate perks and luxuries, the bank may pull out of a multi-million dollar deal, which would have put its name on the Mets' new stadium. This fan says, fine by her.
They have some nerve spending all that money when they're using taxpayer dollars now as part of the bailout.
Citigroup says it hopes the new loans are just the beginning. Steve?
A third Republican is poised to join the Obama cabinet. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer.
And the president this morning will name New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg to be Commerce Secretary. CBS News political coverage director Steve Shigaris says the fiscal conservative could help deliver the Obama economic message.
We'll have somebody that can talk to other Republicans in Congress and try to bring them onto Mr. Obama's side.
This morning, Eric Holder will be sworn in, becoming the nation's first African-American attorney general. But Health Secretary-designate Tom Daschle's nomination is on the Senate waiting list. He has voiced public remorse over his tax filing mistake.
It was completely inadvertent. But that's no excuse, and I deeply apologize.
A Senate vote on Daschle has been postponed until at least next week. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
At the Georgia plant in the thick of the Salmonella investigation, a former worker tells CBS News there were roaches and mold and worse.
A rat was dry roasted in the peanuts.
And there's word a Texas peanut processing plant run by the same company operated for years unlicensed and uninspected. Former FDA Commissioner David Kessler tells the CBS Early Show,
if there were ever an example that our food safety system is broken, this is it.
Well, she's now got a total of 14 kids and a cradle full of offers from people who want to tell her story. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on the California mother who gave birth to what are now the world's longest living octuplets.
The mother of the octuplets now has a publicist, and the publicist says 33-year-old Nadia Suleiman has already received hundreds of offers. This includes potential book deals, TV shows, and business deals that might assist Suleiman in raising the octuplets, plus her six other children. No decision has apparently yet been made about who will get the first interview with the mother.
It's the World News Roundup from CBS News, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec? Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish the sales report, and then I'll lie down for a bit.
But shouldn't I?
No, I'll be fine.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly has trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Boulder Police taking the JonBenet Ramsey case back from the district attorney to give it a new look. Boulder Police Chief Mark Beckner says investigators have new tools.
The Green River Killer is one example that took 20 years, but you know what solved that case? It was advancements in technology.
The 6-year-old JonBenet was found bludgeoned and strangled in the basement of her parents' Boulder home in December of 1996. Both her parents were cleared by former district attorney Mary Lacey. RTD looking for ways to modify costs on its $1.7 billion light rail line to DIA.
You have to have patience on any project like that. But I think in the end, it's worth the wait.
Business traveler John Mickle telling 9 News he'll ride the line when it's up and running. It's scheduled to be up and running by 2017. A local tie-in to the Bernie Madoff scandal, and swept up in it a former U.S. congressman and a radio talk show host. Boulder wealth management firm Agile Group reportedly invested millions of dollars with Madoff, who's accused of orchestrating the world's largest Ponzi scheme. Former Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo and talk show host Mike Rosen both say they lost large sums in the scam. Tancredo from $500,000 to more than $1 million. Rosen more than $1 million as well. Sports, the Avs beat the Calgary Flames last night 4-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a great drive as you're making your way around both Denver and Boulder. We're still seeing excellent speeds as things do get up and running. Snow is falling along I-70 west of Georgetown, but it will stop before you get to Loveland. However, the pavement's going to be wet and sloppy through that stretch. A couple surface street issues going on. There's a crash at 120th and Washington.
Adopting a terrorist who needs changing? Instead of waterboarding him, brainwash him to love democracy, apple pie, Metallica, and Joan Rivers. Because with President Barack Obama, you're sure to get Mo for your vote.
Guantanamo! He's closing Guantanamo!
The United States will not torture
Barack Obama!
NFL playoff games, but aren't.
So big and athletic and strong. And this is the deepest they've been all game long. It adds up to this. 7. Gay grabbing hold of that one. Steelers will have a chance for a little business before the half. Look at the pickup. Oh, the big one. The biggest of all. Certainly have been on the receiving end. Kurt Warner hooking up with Tim Hightower. Jams it in there.
For me, it was just about, again, a bunch of guys coming together.
I feel like trying to figure out an excuse to call in and say, I'm busy. I still cannot get that endorphin rush that people get out of working out. I still can't get it. As hard as I try, I still can't get it. All right, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about this morning. We'll talk about Mike Rosen's little problem with his nest egg being wiped out. You know what's always gotten me about that? And we'll talk more about it later. But what's always gotten me about that, and I've seen this firsthand. When I've worked in AFTRA shops, the American Federation of Radio and TV Artists, the union, you'd have these union meetings when it would come to contract time, the union contract, and nobody would scream louder for benefits than the same people who would get on the air then, like the next day, and start bashing the teachers union and going after organized labor. I mean, isn't that kind of like Harsanyi at the Post? Yeah, he gets benefits that the union members get, although he's not a member of the union, which is kind of contradictory. But we'll get to that whole thing about Rosen here sometime during the show. Even though I'm tempted to do 4 hours on it. I mean, the thing that gets me about it is that, hey, he's a guy who preaches no deregulation. Or no, I'm sorry, no regulation. He's a guy that preaches about the free hand of the marketplace, of the free hand of capitalism, rather. And now he's 64 years old, and half his investments are gone due to the wonderful economy and lack of regulation. Ladies and gentlemen, Reaganomics does work in mysterious ways. John's in there laughing. What are you laughing about? What do you think so funny?
I just thought that was funny. It just needed a music bed to it.
Yeah, we
like
should.
U2's Mysterious Ways.
Yeah. It's just kind of a mysterious deal there. All right. Things show up in the news, you have a tendency to jump to conclusions. We all do. I do. Everybody does. Okay, so I'm not saying it's you and not me. Because I go right along with this. I do the same thing. There's this big brouhaha over Tom Daschle's taxes. And he offered a public apology yesterday for his failure to pay income taxes on the use of a luxury car and driver. Now, Senate Democrats have rallied behind him, saying they intend to win his confirmation as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Now, do we have a little bit of Daschle's apology? Yeah. Here's what he said.
The Obama administration has put a very high standard on public service. The American people have high expectations for those of us who serve the public good. That's especially true when it comes to taxes. They pay their fair share and they expect all of us to do the same. And that's as it should be. All of my life, I've assiduously tried to pay my taxes in full and on time. My failure to recognize that the use of a car was income and not a gift from a good friend was a mistake. When I realized the mistake, I notified officials and I paid the tax in full. It was completely inadvertent.
Okay. Now, the deal behind this is, following a closed-door meeting with the Senate Finance Committee, Mr. Daschle, the former majority leader of the Senate, said his failure to pay, and you heard him say it, the $128,000 in taxes was completely inadvertent. But he said there's no excuse. Now, at the same time, it became clear on Monday that Mr. Daschle was responsible for thousands of dollars in additional unpaid taxes related to his use of the car service, even after paying $140,000 in tax and interest. He has acknowledged that he owes Medicare taxes equal to 2.9% of his personal value of the car service he received from Leo Hendry Jr., a big Democratic donor and founder of a private equity firm to which Mr. Daschle was an advisor. Now, Mr. Daschle's failure to pay Medicare taxes on the income was discovered by the Finance Committee, and the amount of unpaid Medicare taxes had not been disclosed, but in his amended returns filed January 2nd, Mr. Daschle estimated that the value of the car service was equivalent to income totaling $255,256 in years from 2005 to 2007. Man, he wasn't driving around in a Prius, that's obvious. Despite the tax issue, the chairman of the Finance Committee, Senator Max Baucus, Democrat of Montana, scheduled a former confirmation hearing for next Tuesday. And he said he would support the nomination. Now, here's what I wanted to bring up about this. And maybe I'm the only one that's ever gone through this, but I don't think I am. But I don't know about those of you that are listening, but I've gone through this. All right, I get all of my tax information, right? And then what I do is I turn it over to my CPA. Now, if my CPA is negligent and doesn't do what he's supposed to do, or what she's supposed to do, chances are they're never going to tell you, and you're never going to ask. You're just going to go along with it. Okay, I got to pay X amount of taxes, or maybe I don't have to pay any taxes, or maybe I'm going to get a refund. Now, and Mary's going to kill me for saying this. In our situation, our taxes are complex in that we have to pay taxes in both states, here in Colorado and also in California, because of property in California. So we hand our CPA the tax forms, and he's based in San Francisco, and we've used him for 20 years, and we just give him the stuff. And we don't ask anything. We don't check it because we're not qualified. I mean, I don't. Can you understand all that stuff? I mean, our stuff is too complex to do TurboTax or H&R Block Online. Well, then all of a sudden, we get a notice from the state of California, you owe X amount of tax dollars. And also that there's a lien on the property. Well, wait a minute. We didn't know we did anything wrong. So we pay the taxes, and the lien comes off. But that's not the end of the story. Turns out we owe a significant amount of tax money because this guy didn't do his job, and nobody told us. So we didn't have any idea. So if you ask me, I mean, if you call me up on the phone at 303-713-7600, and you say, hey, Jay, well, you know, you're trying to defend Daschle. What about your own taxes? Well, I'd have to say it was an inadvertent mistake and that my CPA wasn't doing the job. Now, in Daschle's case, if you were to bring up a CPA, then it would look like he's publicly shifting the blame from himself to somebody else, something that this country doesn't look very kindly on. But my point is this. When you see people like Daschle who don't pay taxes on a certain thing, and they don't have a record of evading taxes, and they're not evading taxes on their total income, then you got to ask yourself, wait a minute, is this the fault of Tom Daschle? Because did he know that the driver, that was considered to be income? Taxable income? Or is that the fault of Daschle's CPA? And nobody in the media is going to examine this question. Nobody's going to ask it. And the only reason I ask it is out of personal experience. So do I feel like Daschle's getting a bad rap? Yeah, I really do. I really do. Would I like to know more about the CPA deal? Yeah, I would. Now, it turns out that Mr. Daschle had made this tax error, while embarrassing, was understandable because Mr. Daschle had not provided a 1099 Internal Revenue Service form showing the car as income. Look, if Daschle were a tax expert, then we should give him a job in the Obama administration doing a job of taxes. Otherwise, what's the media thing here? Chill out. And this goes back to the same thing I told you before. Rather than doing investigative journalism to figure out whether you have a CPA situation or whatever it is, all we get is the blaring headlines that Daschle has a tax problem. And that comes in conflict with Barack Obama's promises of transparency and ethics surrounding the White House and his operation of the White House. Plus, it gins up controversy between the Democrats and the Republicans, and the media just feasts on this. Oh, man, they just love it. We got something. It's a gift. It's a gift. So all I'm saying is that going after Daschle about this is a huge mistake. I mean, you got to cut him some slack. He doesn't have the track record of somebody who would do this. And things happen. Things happen to you. Now, he's a public official. I know there's some of you out there that are going to say, well, you're just making excuses for him because he's connected to Barack Obama. And you know something? I'm not. If he were a Republican, I would make the same statement. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm partisan enough that I would have glee over it. But I would support them ultimately in the end. I would say, hey, they just didn't know. What about you, John? What do you feel about this?
Well, you know what? I think he made an honest mistake. I'm with you. I think Tom Daschle's a great guy. I think he should get the confirmation. Honest mistake. You know, they're going to dig up dirt on all these confirmations. You know, they had something on Holder. They had some on Daschle.
Do you do your taxes or do you give your taxes to somebody?
I give them to somebody.
Okay, so, and does your, and the person who does your taxes, do they tell you about every little nuance of everything that happens?
No. Absolutely.
So if they made a gross mistake, you wouldn't know, right?
No, I trust my accountant, so I just, you know, let her handle it. I don't really ask about what she's doing. You know, I don't know how.
So do you think Daschle does his taxes like with H&R Block Online or TurboTax, or do you think he gives it to a CPA?
I bet he gives it to a CPA.
I bet he does, too. And I can understand why he wouldn't disclose that. All right, anybody want to counter-object? No, counter-object would be the same thing. Anybody want to counter this at 303-713-7600? Or is there anybody out there who believes that Daschle did this on purpose? Or is there anybody out there who wants to defend Tom Daschle? 6:21, 21 minutes after 6, John in traffic.
Jay, traffic's looking good on the highways around Denver and Boulder right now. Speeds in the 50s and 60s on most of the major highways heading into Denver right now. Westbound 76 starting to fill up at 74th. Same deal on southbound 225 at Colfax. We are working a couple surface street problems. A two-vehicle accident at 120th and Washington. Also, traffic light malfunctions stuck on red at Colfax and York. So treat that one as a four-way stop. If you're traveling in and out of the high country today, we do have some flurries on I-70 west of Georgetown. Snow is not sticking to the roads, but it is kind of flying around. Your forecast today?
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand-name merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2. 10 till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
You've waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at Colorado Garden and Home Show February 7th to the 15th, booth 2343. Stop by for a free gift. Platte River Kitchens, booth 2343. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
And you know all the things there are to know about Rockies. Their huge selection and the fact that their selection of previously owned late clean model vehicles just knocks you out. And their hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. So get out to Rockies. I mean, that's the only thing I can tell you. Get out there and check them out. 63rd and Federal.
This is Ed McCaffrey, and I'm talking today with Dr. Jennifer Clark, podiatrist and Goodfeet Medical Director. Dr. Clark, what's the most common request you get from Goodfeet customers?
Lots of people ask for something soft and spongy to put in their shoes. One man actually had five of those drugstore gel cushions in his shoes when he walked through the door, and his feet were still killing him.
So what did you tell him?
I told him all those gel cushions weren't helping him one bit. I explained that to remove the pressure causing pain, he needed support, not padded cushions. A cushion might provide some momentary relief, but for long-term relief, nothing beats Goodfeet arch support.
Did he give Goodfeet a try?
Yes, he did. And even before he left the store, his pain was gone.
Get up to $50 off your purchase of the Goodfeet arch support system during Goodfeet's winter sale. But time's running out. The sale ends February 28th. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Goodfeet, America's number one arch support.
It was completely inadvertent. But that's no excuse. And I deeply apologize to President Obama, to my colleagues, and to the American people.
Operating an ungrateful world full of ungrateful people. Sunny and a high today.
56. I shouldn't be saying that. Okay. That's just, you know, that's inside baseball between John Turk and myself. But it is an ungrateful world, isn't it? I mean, people get cranked up over stuff. All right, we're talking about Tom Daschle. Should he be let off the hook for his taxes, yes or no? 303-713-7600. And we got Robert Creamer coming up at 6:30. And he's going to talk about the bailout. Plus, he's going to get into the economic recovery plan. This is a guy who writes for Huffington Post. Let me go to Jerry in Parker. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I disagreed with you on this, Jay. It
okay.
bothers me that Obama can't just say, okay, this is not a good idea. Let's do something else and go and pick the really right person, who is Howard Dean. Howard Dean, who's a doctor, who's knows everything about health care, who's done it in his own state, who's a single payer health care person. I mean, just put people in there that your heart tells you are really right, and stop with these wimpy excuses. I mean,
wait a minute. Okay. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, we've gotten enough of that. I mean, my gosh. I mean, we have.
I know. I understand it. I understand it. But wait a minute. First of all, Daschle is very, very qualified. He's written a number of books on this subject, and has looked into it a lot. And number two, I stand on what I say about taxes, having been caught unaware myself, not once, but two or three times. And oh, by the way, and I guess I shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm going to say it anyway. We fully intend to sue this CPA
mm-hmm.
over malpractice
right.
because it's cost us a ton of money. Now, you could technically say that Jay Marvin does not belong on the radio because he doesn't pay his taxes. Well, yeah, I mean, how many people check exactly what their CPA? I mean, you get a CPA because you don't understand how to do it yourself.
No, Jay, I think if this were a Republican, we might be doing a different take.
I feel the same way if it's a Republican.
I think we should overcompensate when it's a Democrat and say we hold them to a higher standard. And okay, fine. Tom Daschle was not technically in office, but this still was a lobbyist. He would hold him to a higher standard than you would hold
host. There's nothing wrong with holding him to a higher standard,
yeah,
but there
exactly.
is something. But there is something wrong with being unfair.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's unfair to say there's a problem with his taxes. It's $250,000 worth of income over a few years. When you take a ride from somebody in a car from somebody, you know it's not for free. You have to go down there to the rental company, car company, and you have to pay for a car when you use it. Come on. I mean,
in this case, it was provided for him, and that's why the IRS counts it as income at $255,256. But look, I mean, how many of us would know to add that in is income. I mean, I think you're being a little harsh here.
Well, no, but I think that we don't. It's not harsh to say move on. This guy is not a privileged person who deserves this job because he's the only one with expertise. There are many other people. You can write books about a subject, but if you're like Howard Dean and you've actually done it and transformed your state health care system, I think it's a clear choice. And it was funny because I was thinking, the minute I heard this, I had that feeling like, why get yourself into a big, you know, mess? Stay clean. Stay completely clean.
But he hasn't. But you know what? You're convicting him.
No, no, no. It's not a conviction, Jay. It's not even. It's a civil matter. It's not a criminal matter. It's just a situation where you. Right now, we need people who are really, really above and beyond any kind of reproach from either
side. All right. I got to go get Robert.
Sure.
Kramer.
Understood.
But I appreciate your time,
sure.
And I'm glad you called in.
No problem. Thank you.
See you later. By the way, somebody called and said you can't hold an accountant accountable for info that Daschle did not give him, and there's no way to know whether he gave it to them or gave it to him or not. And any accountant worth a grain of salt would ask you about that and would ask you about everything else. They just wouldn't let it go. 6:30, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and. Is Obama's economic recovery plan a good one or not? We'll talk to Robert Kramer coming up. He has been a political organizer and a strategist for the last four decades, and we'll see what he has to say. Right now, John Turk will tell you what traffic is.
Jay, we're starting to fill up on 225 in Aurora southbound side, particularly from Colfax down to Alameda. Speeds in the 40s there. I'm going to be sluggish again after Yosemite approaching the tech center. Also got some heavy volumes in Commerce City, westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. Also on eastbound 270 there at Vasquez. Got a couple of crashes or one crash out there, 120th in Washington. Also, traffic lights stuck on Reddit, Colfax, New York. Treat that one as a four-way stop. Southbound 25 also getting full in North Glen from 104th down to 84th as you're making your way into downtown. Your forecast, plenty of sunshine, warm with a high of 57 degrees. It will be windy up in the foothills again. Look for gusts up to about 50 miles an hour. Your current downtown temperature, 34 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Skylight Specialists, your local Velux dealer. From new skylight installations to repairs and solar water heat, they do it right the first.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Wintertime is the perfect time for your indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
My movement, I'm in a Judd. My mood, I'm in a Judd. My mood, I'm in a Judd.
Mama me to do 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 boo do dod. Mama do 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 muddy jod. Mamu, mamu do do deedy me jod. Mama jod do.
Mamu manamada jod. Mamu manamada jod. Mamu manamada jod.
Mama no moody jibby jod.
I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group, and we've been helping homeowners with the loan modification process since its inception. We know what the lenders want, and we can help you get your loan modified.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% 30-year fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month, and thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
Call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-JBA1. Even if you owe more than your house is worth, call 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-5221.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Wintertime is the perfect time for your indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall, glass, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
People are going to say this is a serious effort. It has no earmarks. We're going to be trimming out things that are not relevant to putting people back to work right now.
6:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, the Irvin Joe of Talk Radio. Sunny, high today, 56. And let's talk about Obama's recovery plan. We'll do it with Robert Creamer. He has been a political organizer and strategist for almost four decades. His firm, he and his firm, the Strategic Consulting Group, work with many of the country's most significant issues and campaigns, and he also blogs for Huffington Post. His most recent book is Stand Up Straight, How Progressives Can Win, this guy is just he's just a master. And Robert, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Jay, good to be with you.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, too. Okay, there's much a debate about Obama's recovery plan. There is a lot of people who are not real happy with it because they claim that that there are no controls over parts of it, that it includes the same old Washington, D.C. BS that every other program has contained. How do you see this?
Well, first, I think you have to distinguish between the bailout of the banks and the financial system, which is one set of problems, and the stimulus or economic jobs and economic recovery program that he's proposed on the other. The latter, which is what we're trying to get passed here in Washington this week or this week and a half over the before the middle of February, would substantially increase investment in job creation at all levels, including, by the way, I might add, money for the states and localities that prevent them from making huge cutbacks in services for health care and education and so forth that would not only cut a lot of jobs in and of themselves, but also have this deflationary effect on the rest of the economy. Would do just the opposite of any other stimulus that the federal government can provide. So it's absolutely critical to the recovery to get this thing passed.
All right. Then there's the other side, which is saving the financial system. And you've written about this, and there was a headline yesterday in the Huffington Post, which I noticed that most of the media is not covering this. Bailed out banks still spending millions on sports sponsorships and considering new ones. Now,
Is the recovery plan for the financial institutions, is this just a giveaway of taxpayers' money and that these folks don't learn? As a matter of fact, they just go out and repeat the same mistakes that they've always repeated?
Well, first off, there's no question that you got to do something to prevent the financial system from completely melting down. But so that said, these guys who are in charge of it are in outer space someplace, if you ask me. I mean, they are basically living on another planet. They think they deserve these massive salaries that they get. I mean, the 50 top hedge fund managers, in 2007, last year we have data for, made $588 million each. I mean, that amounts to something in the neighborhood of about 19,000 times as much as the average worker in the United States. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's insane.
They behave as if they deserve this. And, you know, they say, well, gee whiz, you got to trust to get the best talent. You know, who could have done much worse than they did over the last year and a half of collapsing the American and the world financial system? So, you know, there's no question that the federal government has to put massive constraints on the banking system, on the financial institutions in the United States. If it's gonna come to Washington with a tin cup, it can't be simultaneously throwing big parties for itself like this thing it did at the Super Bowl, or the $50 million jets or whatever else.
What about the idea of nationalizing the banks and kicking these people out?
Well, you know, I don't think you could do much worse. You know, somebody in the government recently said, well, you just don't want to, the government's not a very good manager for banks. Could you do worse than they've just done?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I mean, neither are these people.
Yeah, they're terrible. I mean, whether or not you do that for the long haul or the short haul, there is no question that the taxpayers are going to come up with a lot of money to make sure that these institutions or some banking institutions survive and provide the credit that's absolutely necessary to make the economy grow, that the taxpayers ought to get something in return, number one, and two, that the taxpayers ought to have something to say about how the financial system works. I mean, you know, markets don't, as the market fundamentalist economists like to say, self-regulate. I mean, they go to these excessive ends of absurd speculation. We just saw it. I mean, and they collapse if they're not regulated by a structure that's set up by the government, the same way a basketball game would collapse if you didn't have referees. We learned that in the Great Depression. We unlearned it under Bush and Reagan in the last 30 years.
But then, you know, the Republicans are still pushing the same old formulas. It's like they have not learned about why they lost in the last election cycle and the trouble we're in today, because you can't just hand people money and expect them to do the right thing. And my question for you is that what we're doing? Are we handing these financial institutions money and expecting them to do the right thing when you know they prove time and time again that they'll do the wrong thing?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, you have to be very clear what the money's going to be for to maintain these a financial system. And you know, we were pretty good. The FDIC did a good job over the years protecting small investors and banks. That was, you know, set up a system of regulation, quite reasonable. Most of the financing in America's economy now moved outside of the traditional banking sector into these investment banks. All of the changes that were called financial modernization, you know, when they were passed, really eliminated a lot of the restrictions that were placed after the Great Depression to prevent exactly what happened. You know, we know how to make a number of these changes happen that will assure that we don't have a recurrence. You know, the financial sector really controlled a lot of what happened in the last 30 years in the United States. And that's got to change. These are not the masters of the universe. They will run off and do exactly lead us all off a cliff if given the opportunity, because, you know, these financial markets are governed by greed and fear, right?
Yeah.
Not by rational planning.
Greed, I would say. 6:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Robert Creamer with us. Do you think we'll ever get back to where we were? I mean, Glass-Steagall could be, like, reinserted in. Do you think we'll ever put the genie back in the bottle, or do you think that it's too late for that?
Well, a modernization of Glass-Steagall is necessary, but on the other hand, you've got, and Glass-Steagall, for your listeners, you know, was the provision that prevented the regular banks from owning all of these other kind of financial institutions. It took a lot more risk that brought most of them down. But we need a whole new regime of international regulation of these financial markets. I mean, these things have to be brought under control of the democratic institutions in the world. They don't by themselves work for the public interest. I mean, that's the important thing.
But do you think we'll be able to put the genie back in the bottle?
Oh, I think we're gonna have to make these changes. I think this, what has happened in the last 6-7 months has shown the bankruptcy of the kind of orthodoxy that we've developed over the last 30 years that Adam Smith was right, that the invisible hand took care of everything. Turns out that's not true, and provides us an opportunity to reassert essentially the efficacy of progressive economics in the United States once again, and move us in a direction where we can have long-term growth, where we're going to have widely shared growth. I mean, the fundamental thing is, you know, you got to have widely shared growth if there are going to be people out there to buy products and can sustain the economy. The fundamental problem, you know, we had over the last number of years is we had no growth among normal people in terms of their incomes. All of the growth went to the top 2% of the population. And after a while, there's nobody to buy your products. So you keep promoting more and more credit to do that. The central banks made more and more credit available. And after a while, things collapsed. This is not a mystery that this happened.
You know, I heard somebody say this the other day. This sounds really extreme, but if you think about it, it could possibly be true. Adam Smith and this whole invisible hand of capitalism in the free market is idealistic and not realistic, and perhaps Marxism is more realistic than this is. I'm not advocating that system, but I'm saying that given what human nature is, what you just said, given what human nature is, it's like, come on, it's an idealistic idea to think that people will do the right thing if they are not, if there's no rules and regulations.
Well, that's right. I mean, that is exactly right. I mean, you don't run a football game with no rules and regulations. Lord knows you shouldn't run an economy that way. I mean, it's common sense that the public interest needs to be represented by the government, which, as Barney Frank says, is the name we give to the things we do together. I mean, you know, they've spent a long time for the last 30 years trying to berate government as a terrible idea and shrink the public sector and broaden the power of what they call the private sector, which really means these guys who make $588 million a year. It's clear that they have massively screwed things up here. There's a role for markets, we know, that are very efficient to distribute goods and services, but there are also roles. There's a big role for the public sector, the democratic sector in society, and that's what we have to reassert right now, proudly and clearly and not defensively.
You know, I've always felt that for the last 30 years, corporations have battled to get control of the country, and now I feel like they do have control. And I'm not a conspiracy nut, but I see it all over the place. I mean, they're into virtually everything and every way that we lead our lives.
Yeah, but you know what? I believe we have just entered 12 days ago, what is it, 2 weeks ago, into a new period of progressive resurgence in the United States and perhaps in the world that is going to fundamentally make progressive change. You know, my friend Mike Lux, who is an author and organizer for many years, just wrote a book called The Progressive Revolution. It's just out. And it looks at the progressive changes that have happened in the United States over the last 200 years, and finds that they don't happen randomly. They happen in bunches, you know, periods. There were actually 5 periods since the Revolution. And I think we're about to be enter into one of those where, you know, I kind of have the Drano theory of history, you know, where you clean the pipes out and a lot of great stuff can happen. So I'm very optimistic that if we organize ourselves, if we make sure that we maintain the kind of grassroots momentum we had that elected Obama, we can really change the country in a positive way.
Yeah, I believe that too. I mean, I think that the new organizing tool is the internet. So instead of taking to the streets, What we do is we use the internet to be able to do this. But I have, and I love him. You know, I've met him. I mean, I love Barack Obama. But I worry that the Democrats have what it takes to get off the corporate dole and to make the right decisions instead of doing what they normally do, which is to buckle.
Well, but it requires that the backbone of all politicians, Democratic politicians, progressive politicians, needs to be constantly strengthened by normal people standing up for what they believe and telling them what they should stand for. And you know what? I mean, I spent a lot of time. Right now, we're working on getting the stimulus package or the economic recovery package passed. And you know, the right wing has mounted this major counter assault. They get phone calls and phone calls and phone calls. We've got to do the same thing. We are trying to do the same thing. And your listeners, I hope, will call all their representatives and tell them we got to pass the Obama stimulus plan. We can't just sit around and hope that the guys in government do it, because you know, these politicians, they pay attention to what they hear. If they're not hearing from our side, they're going to hear from the other side. So it's our job as well as their job.
So people who are listening, I mean, we got to get organized and we got to put pressure.
Well, Congress today, I mean, the Senate, this week, the Senate is deciding on a number of amendments that would potentially, some of them, gut the core of the most stimulative aspects of the Obama Recovery and Jobs Plan. It'll probably vote by the end of the week on the whole program. We need two more Republicans. Now, out your way, I think both of the senators,
they're Democrats,
vote for them. Vote for it. Yeah. But anybody you know elsewhere, I mean, we need at least two Republicans to get over 60 votes to make sure we can get this thing passed, and then we have to get this thing signed before the middle of February to get the country, I think, to be the first thing to get things moving. But, you know, I think Obama's right. He said yesterday, it's going to, in a year, things might be better, but if he hasn't delivered in 3 years' time, when he said this yesterday, I think quite correctly, then he's going to be a one-term president. So his job, all our job, is to really turn the country around and create a broadly based prosperity, not one that just goes to the masters of the universe.
Yeah, I agree. Robert Creamer, it's just great to have you on, and you're from the Strategic Consulting Group. People can look at that at stratcongroup.com. And listen, you're one of these people.
Reasons why we have a new era in American politics.
Well, we're trying. Robert, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good talk to you, Jay.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, we get nothing but the best guests on here, and you can thank John Turk for that. You can thank him. Now, coming up at 7 o'clock, the world's smartest man, David Sirota, gets in on the mix on the economic recovery plan, and we'll see where he's coming from and how he looks at it. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk looks at traffic.
Jay, we got a crash coming into downtown on southbound I-25. It's really going to cause some jams. It's on the right shoulder near 38th. Already seeing backups around 58th, so look for that to really build. Also going to be heavy for you, leaving North Glen from 120th down to 84th. Stop-and-go conditions there as well. Other spots with slower speeds, south or northbound 225 from Park Road to Iliff. That's a little sluggish there. Also on eastbound 270 from York to Vasquez. The rest of the drive looking pretty standard. Traffic lights are now working there at York and Colfax. Your forecast, sunny and warmer with highs in the upper 50s. Right now, 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Skylight Specialists, your local Velux dealer. From new skylight installations to repairs and solar water heat, they do it right the first time, which saves you time, money, and headache. Colorado's Skylight Headquarters. Call 303-761-2200 or visit...
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
This is Barry at Auto Wash. Call me Wacky, because we're doing Wacky Wednesdays. Exterior washes with free vacuums for just $3 at our Riverboat and Arapaho stores, and $3 off full-service washes at our South Havana store. Holiday weeks are excluded. The Arapaho Road store is 1/2 mile west of I-25, north on Syracuse. The Riverboat on Hamden is just east of I-25 at Poplar, and the Havana store is at Islip and South Havana. Folks, love your car with washing and detailing. It's quick and easy, clean and shiny, every time at Auto Wash.
Now our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
Wintertime is the perfect time for your indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
That's going to match the weather today. Fifty-six minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Sunny. And a high of 56. J. Marvin, not worth $1 million. Because I don't make that much money. But then again, I've never lost it either. I got to stop. You know what? I'm headed to the program or the operations director's office over there. But it is public news. If you see the front of the Rocky Mountain News, it has a picture of Mike Rosen and says, investing with sponsor costs Rosen his nest egg. KOA Radio's Mike Rosen is one of the most listened to people in Denver, a confident conservative voice, and a man who doesn't hesitate to offer opinions and advice. But Rosen revealed Monday that he was rattled by heavy losses after entrusting more than $1 million to a sponsor's investment firm that may have been caught in the Bernard Madoff's web of schemes. Nobody knows what's left, says Rosen. And then somebody sends me an instant message at am760.net, which, by the way, you can podcast, you can stream, and you can also check out my blog at jmarvin.com. I'm on Twitter. And both John and I have Facebooks. But anyway, this guy sent a email, and it says, economics genius Rosen has been campaigning to abolish PERA, the state's employee's retirement plan. Heh, I bet you he wishes he had PERA now. See, you got to stop laughing over somebody's bad luck or even their bad judgment, because it's not fair. But as I said earlier in this hour, it smacks of something that I've seen time and time again, where the people who cry the loudest about privatization and are anti-union are always the people who get bit by this in some way, shape, or form. And we'll go into this more. I'll let you voice your opinion about it, because it's public news. And I'm not really picking on Mike, but I don't know, he's kind of a symbol for this, what Creamer and I were talking about this invisible hand of capitalism business, and he's kind of a poster boy for that, and I'd like to get your feelings about it, and we'll do that coming up. But we got the world's smartest man, David Sirota, in the next segment.
is the perfect time for your indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Most Americans would probably agree with a New Yorker named Denise.
We have to do something. I think we have to get people back to work.
But the public has serious doubts about the nearly $900 billion economic stimulus bill that's winding its way through the Senate. Half the people in a new USA Today Gallup poll said it would not help them. CBS's Bob Fuss tells us the plan's still a work in progress.
Scads of Senate amendments are expected as Democrats and Republicans alike try to tweak the stimulus bill, already at $888 billion. Montana Democrat Max Baucus' committee wrote the tax section.
They give single families up to $500 and married taxpayers up to $1,000 this year and next.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants more tax cuts and less spending.
Republicans agree with President Obama that we should trim things out that don't put people back to work.
Republicans can offer amendments, but Democrats have the majority when it comes to the votes. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Citigroup is stepping up to the plate with a plan to spend most of the $45 billion it received from the Federal Financial Rescue Fund. Economist Peter Morici says it's bound to help the economy, but it may not help enough.
Getting back $36.5 billion in additional mortgages and other lending is a very low return on the investment the federal government has made.
Hard times are bringing some families closer together. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker, figuratively or literally, Vicki?
Literally and sometimes bitterly. A homeless charity says 3 out of 4 Americans forced from their homes end up moving in with relatives. Children are taking in parents who can no longer afford that assisted living place. Parents are taking in 20-something kids who can't get ahead, or 40-something kids who got too far behind on their bills. USA Today says this economic downturn is rewriting family dynamics in America. Frank?
Eric Holder takes his oath as Attorney General an hour from now. In 2 hours, President Obama will announce the selection of Republican Senator Judd Gregg as Commerce Secretary. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what's the latest on Tom Daschle?
Well, the White House hopes that Daschle's public remorse for a tax filing mistake will help get him confirmed to be health secretary.
I deeply apologize.
But Melanie Sloan with the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics says tax issue aside, Daschle's work on health industry issues for a law and lobbying firm clashes with the president's promise to stop the Washington revolving door.
Maybe the truth of the matter is you need some of those Washington insiders in order to make your new government work. But then let's say that.
Daschle says if confirmed, he will stay out of any decisions involving former clients. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick still has his share of friends. And they were on hand to greet him when he got out of jail a little past midnight. Defense lawyer Willie Gary says Kilpatrick wants to get on with his life.
He wishes the city well, all the people of Detroit well, and that there are no hard feelings one way or the other.
S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for Geico, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Geico, and Geico received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded Geico a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All right, construction crews. Everybody ready?
Ready in Chicago.
Montgomery.
Honolulu. Oh, who's in Honolulu?
It's Tim from Boston. I just got transferred to Hawaii. Wicked good weather they got here.
Buy one Motorola i576 phone for $69.99. Get up to four free with Sprint, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Offers for eligible business accounts only. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to two-year agreement. Up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The economic picture for Colorado will get better during the last quarter of the year. That according to Creighton University economist Ernie Goss.
As businesses get more confident that this is for real and that this is going to last, then they'll begin adding workers. So
Goss says the recovery will begin in business sales and overall output. The cold case of JonBenet Ramsey being looked at again by Boulder police.
The stuff we can do forensically today, we could not do 10 years ago. And there may be more tests that can be done on some of the evidence we have.
Chief Mark Beckner saying they'll apply new technology and expertise in hopes of solving the 12-year-old case. Former Boulder County District Attorney Mary Lacey cleared JonBenet's parents in the case. Patsy Ramsey died of cancer in 2004. Former Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo and radio talk show host Mike Rosen may have lost up to $1 million apiece as victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. Tancredo and Rosen invested with Boulder-based Agile Group, which apparently invested indirectly with Madoff, and Minnesota businessman Tom Petters, also accused of fraud. It's unclear how much, if any, investors caught up in Madoff's scheme will recover. A Thornton lawmaker wants to require that contractors pay union-level wages to any active worker on state public works projects. Opponents say John Super's plan would cost the state millions. Supporters say the state needs to ensure employees get paid certain salaries and have health care benefits covered by employers. In sports, the Avs beat the Calgary Flames 4-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where crews have cleaned up an accident and moved it out of the way on the southbound side of I-25 near 38. Now it's off to the shoulder, could see some activity, and it is catching some looks as you're trying to get downtown. Volume is building in those usual spots like 225 after Parker Road, as well as westbound 76 as you're coming up on 74th. The sun is also coming up, which will slow down things down on those eastbound routes. 270 getting heavy across Commerce City just off of I-25. 6th Avenue is also sluggish east of Sheridan up to Federal. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Skylight Specialists, your local Velux dealer. From new skylight installations to repairs and solar water heat, they do it right the first time, which saves you time, money, and headache. Colorado Skylight Headquarters. Call 303-761-2200 or visit...
This week on Martha Stewart Living.
So now, I'm going to pick my butt.
Martha picks her butt.
There it is. Look how big that is. It looks real nice.
After cooking up some baked beans.
And then cut cheese.
And broccoli.
It is a big problem because it just goes like crazy. These are gigantic and they will make my house fragrant. I don't know where this one came from. So now you're going to peel off one. Just put one of these in a room and you're going to get heady. You can also do this on a windowsill in the sun.
Martha Stewart cooks with gas.
And here's one of my favorites. It's made with chipotle chilies. Be careful about breathing in the fumes because they're really strong. This is so much fun. You know when you make borscht, it's always like this.
This is you surfing the web. This is you paying absolutely no attention. This is you blowing the red light and creating a four-car pileup. On your iPhone.
Mr. Sirota, I think everybody who listens to the show knows who he is. David, good morning and welcome.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. All right, let's talk about this Buy American thing that's going to be gutted out of the program, and who is trying to gut it?
Well, what you've got is, let's first explain what these provisions do. In the Great Depression, Franklin Roosevelt enacted a series of laws that allowed, didn't mandate, but allowed the government to target the spending programs that it was enacting at that point to buy American products. The idea was that the American economy was in crisis, and that if you wanted, that you needed to get as much bang for the buck as possible in every dollar of stimulus that was being spent back then. And the way to do that is to create a multiplier effect. When the government buys an American product, it spends money, but obviously that money is then spent in the country, which then creates jobs here, which then creates more spending from, you know, somebody, if you buy a piece of steel from a steel plant here, that employs steel workers who then spend their wages typically at home on products here, which creates tax revenue. So you get a multiplier effect. Business Week put on the cover of its magazine a couple weeks ago a story about the need to make sure that there is no, or as little as possible, what they call leakage, that the stimulus needs to have safeguards to make sure as much money is spent in this country as possible. And so Congress extended the Buy America laws. They inserted a reiteration of them into the stimulus package, basically saying that as much of this money should be spent on American goods and services. It makes sense from a moral standpoint. I mean, it's our taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, of course.
It should be spent here. Long story short, two of the biggest outsourcers, corporate outsourcers in the world, have not surprisingly started to mount a lobbying campaign to get the Congress to take them out. They don't want to basically have them in there because it might mean no business for or less business for them in this stimulus. There's all these, and what has ended up happening is that a number of groups, like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, for instance, have come out and have started to try to get rid of these provisions as well. What's amazing is, of course, that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is called the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, it ought to be the International Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, it was Harold Meyerson, the columnist for the Washington Post, who said the only mystery is why the U.S. Chamber of Commerce doesn't have to register as a foreign lobbyist.
Right.
And so the question now is they're pushing Obama to use his power to get them to get the final bill to be stripped of these Buy America provisions.
And how is he reacting?
Well, they have reacted, I would say, disappointingly, although not 100% disappointingly. They haven't said that they're going to be opposed to them, but they said that they will review them. It was a very the press secretary of the White House basically tried to brush off the questions at a recent press briefing, saying that they were assuring everybody that they'll review them. Now, we all have to remember that in August, Barack Obama made a pretty specific campaign pledge. Remember that whole brouhaha over Harley Davidson's?
Right.
And John McCain was criticizing the Buy America laws, and Obama put out a sticker saying vote Obama, Buy American, and, you know, how he was going to support, you know, he campaigned on it. So, you know, I think it's disappointing that, you know, if you're, I would have liked to have seen that if somebody asked Obama, the administration, are you going to support the Buy America laws? I would like to see them say damn straight, you know, we believe taxpayer money should be spent in America as much as possible. Instead, we've seen a much more hesitant reaction. And that's why, you know, everybody who's listening, and I know I heard Bob Cramer before saying that everybody needs to call up their members of Congress. You know, I would suggest everybody call up their members of Congress, and when you call, tell them to pass the stimulus and tell them to keep the Buy America stuff in there.
Yeah, I'm just dissatisfied with the whole process. Okay, look, you got tons of people losing jobs. I mean, people are getting cut out every, 10,000 here, 8,000 there. Let's get something done. Yet we have all of this clashing of heads, and all this wrangling over ideology, and all this wrangling over what's going to be in it and what's not going to be in it, and I just get this queasy feeling that the Obama administration is not, and the Democrats are not going to do what they should do, which is to stand up and push back And the Republicans, they're peddling the same stuff that they peddled like 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, their trick, I think that what they've got a pretty smart legislative strategy, at least for their goals. What they want to do is they want to make the stimulus as essentially as bad as possible. They want to load it down with their old ideas, their old discredited ideas. And once, if they're able to do that, they will have outflanked the Democrats and progressives who are pushing a sort of just pass this message, right? What they want to do is, their theory is if we can amend this thing and make it bad, then we can trap the Democrats and the progressives who are saying we need to pass something, and Obama, by the way, who are saying we need to pass something immediately. In other words, if they can make it really, really bad, then it will be very difficult for Democrats and Obama to suddenly say, hey, wait a minute, now we can't pass it because it's bad, because we've been saying for weeks we have to pass it immediately. So you're right. The strategy for Democrats needs to be both, let's pass this as soon as possible, but we have to preserve the integrity of the bill, or we're going to get trapped pushing something that really is bad. I mean, I think the stimulus as it stands right now, it's not perfect, right? But it's pretty good. The fight over the next week is going to be to preserve the good parts of it from what's going to be a Republican and a corporate onslaught, whether to get rid of the Buy America stuff or to load it down with more tax cuts.
7:15, 15 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, the world's smartest man, David Sirota. Yeah, in essence, you know, this comes from this whole thing about tax cuts and trying to spoil the economic recovery, the stimulus package. This comes from a party who has in the past run around accusing those of us on the left of praying for failure, of not putting the country first. And then look at these guys. I mean, they're not putting the country first, and they're praying for failure. I mean, I think Rush Limbaugh, who I believe is largely ineffective because he's only talking to 26% of the populace, and if you look at his numbers, he's only talking to 3% of any given town. But he, by and large, people believe his hype, so he, by and large, is leading the Republican Party.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's absolutely true. And again, there's going to be a big Republican onslaught to try to gut this thing in the Senate. And if it's gutted, the Democrats are going to be left holding a bill that they've been advocating for that has been effectively destroyed. And of course, it's a perfect strategy for the Republicans because it serves their interests. If they can not only appease their base by putting in a number of right-wing policies, but they can effectively make the stimulus less effective in lifting the economy, which will then allow them to bash Obama and the Democrats even more, saying that they didn't fix the economy. It's a perfect squeeze play for them.
Well, why doesn't Barack Obama, why doesn't President Obama and other members of the Democratic Party call him out on it? And say, look, you know, we got to put the country first. Stop all of this, squabbling. Stop all this BS. And let's pass this thing. And let's get on with business. And why doesn't he just accuse them of not putting the country first, but putting their own political aspirations first? And, you know, Obama ran this big thing about healing divisions and reaching out. Okay, he's got Judd Gregg?
Yeah, that's an embarrassment.
All right. Yeah, okay. Right? Because he's like trying to be, okay, everybody can be inclusive. Okay, these people prove that you can't be. So while it all sounded good on the campaign trail, why don't the Democrats, for instance, Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, why don't they turn to John Boehner and say to him, you're in the minority. Sit down, shut up. No bill you ever propose will ever see the floor of the House of Representatives, and if you want to hold meetings, go downstairs in the basement. Otherwise, be quiet.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not saying that because they want to, I think, respect one of the two pledges Obama made, which was one of the two was to try to reach out to people.
But it doesn't work.
Well, you're right. It doesn't work. And what happens is that Obama's set of specific progressive policy proposals that he made on the campaign is coming into conflict with his promise to be bipartisan. What that means is that when he pushes that specific set of policy proposals, the Republicans refuse to support it. So he has to choose, and the Democrats, you're right, have to choose which is more important, their promise to actually pass good policy or their promise to reach out to Republicans. Because reaching out to Republicans and getting them to support something means, we're seeing right now, means making bad policy.
They're not going to, look, they're not going to cooperate. So how do you deal with people who you know, we ask this fundamentally early in the campaign. How do you deal with people who are not going to want to deal with you? We need the stimulus package. We need to get going on it. And while it's not perfect, you know, we need something. And we need to have proper controls over the financial sector, you know, the banking system, which we don't have. And we need, I don't know if you saw this in the Huffington Post yesterday, but bailed out banks are still spending millions on sports sponsorships.
Yeah, I saw that.
And considering new ones, I mean, we need to sit down on those people and go, no. And I really believe this. I believe that the federal government should nationalize the banks and throw these people out. And then when you get the banks healthy again, then sell them back to investors. But the thing is, what are you going to do with people who don't want to go along? I mean, either Barack Obama has to lay his cards out on the table and say, look, I made these promises, but I can't fulfill them because these folks won't go along. Okay, so this is what I have to do for the good of the country. And if it, you know, if people call me a flip-flopper or a liar or whatever the case may be, then you're just going to have to live with it because this is what I have to do. Why doesn't he do that instead of allowing these people to push their way in and then pass bad legislation?
Well, I mean, I think he's going to have to do that. I mean, I think ultimately he's going to have to do that. I think he's going to have to really, as you said, push this thing through. I think he'll get credit for it. You know, I think that people like strong leaders. You know, up to a point, they want to see, you know, everybody get along. But at the end of the day, you know, they like to see presidents assert their leadership. And, you know, I have a feeling that once this bill gets through the Senate and we get to the conference process where the House and the Senate have to come together and fix their what's different about their bills, I think Obama was going to shift into a new mode of trying to really steamroll this thing through. And I think that's what's going to be necessary.
All right, one last question here for you. What about the idea that if he doesn't get the stimulus package he wants, he vetoes it?
I don't think that that will happen. Can
the American public withstand that?
I just don't see Barack Obama exerting in his first act a veto. I mean, I really don't.
And what happens if he gets something, though, that he doesn't like? He'll just go along with it?
That's my take. I mean, I think that there's a lot of things that Barack Obama is. I mean, the bill would have to get – let's put it this way. I don't believe even with a Democratic – specifically with a Democratic Congress, I think the bill – it's possible the bill to get to become a certain level of bad. But I do think that the Democrats in Congress won't allow the bill to get so bad that it would force Obama to veto it. I don't think that will happen. I think Obama will be able to use his allies in Congress to make sure that what gets to his desk is something he can sign. Because the last thing he and the Democrats want is to have his first major act as president to be to veto his own stimulus bill.
But then if he's perceived as not fighting with the Congress and not saying, look, this is what we're going to do because we have to do it because the country's future. You know what? Here's what I think. Well, I just told you what I think, but here's some more. I think Barack Obama is fighting to save capitalism and that these folks better go along and they better do it soon or we're going to be, because the more we slide, the harder it is to pull us back up in the other direction. And we keep sliding every single day, And now you got the Republicans with this BS thing that they're introducing. I mean, like, why doesn't, well, it goes back to what I said before. See, I think these people should be called out for what they are. They're obstructionists.
I think ultimately they will be. And by the way, I think we might see that even earlier, not just in the conference. If the Republicans decide to mount a filibuster, I think you're going to see the politics of this thing change radically.
You know, they used to criticize us for class warfare. But you know, this is class warfare. It's the
Absolutely.
Middle. It's the middle class and the working person against the privileged and royalty class in this country.
That's what's going on right now. You're absolutely right.
Does it scare you?
No, this is what's been going on for years. You know?
Well, I know that, but I mean, we're not, you know, 30 years of this, okay? Well, it's been going on forever, but 30 years of this, 30 years of trying to dismantle what FDR set up, now look where we are.
Yeah, I know. I'm scared that the economy is on the brink of collapse. Everybody I know is really worried sick about their own job and their own situation. And, you know, my worry is that if the Congress doesn't get this right, we're all screwed.
All right, one last thing here for sure. Did you see the cover of the Rocky Mountain News today?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Investing with sponsor cost Rosen his nest egg. KOA's Mike Rosen is one of the most listened to people in Denver, a confident conservative voice, and a man who doesn't hesitate to offer opinions and advice. But Rosen revealed Monday that he was rattled by heavy losses after entrusting more than $1 million to a sponsor's investment firm that may have been caught in the Bernard Madoff web of schemes. And he says nobody knows what's left, and Tancredo also got caught in this. Okay, this is lack of regulation, correct?
Absolutely.
So here's a guy who's been on the air for God knows how long, railing against regulation, and now look.
Yeah, well, somebody should ask him, whether he likes being on the butt end of deregulation.
Because that whole Madoff thing, that's what it is. It's deregulation.
Of course it is. Yeah, and you know what? When the economy collapses, it doesn't discern between conservatives and progressives and Republicans and Democrats. It just collapses.
Absolutely. All right, hopefully we'll see you this Friday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. David, thank you so much.
All right, man, see you.
All right, see you. There's David Sirota, the world's smartest man. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Yeah, I like that deregulation until it wipes out my assets. 7:26, 26 minutes after 7, John Turk wipes out traffic.
Jay, they've cleaned up this crash southbound I-25 around 38th, but still seeing some really heavy jams coming down on 25 from 120th down to 84th. It's going to break up just for a little bit, really just a couple miles before you get to 58th, and that's going to last until Spear stop and go there. Also really full and heavy on 270 eastbound from 25 to Vasquez. Speeds in the 20s there. One current crash out there, 120th and Chambers. The rest of the drive looking pretty good. 225 in Aurora isn't even all that bad. Just going to be a little sluggish as you make that curve at Parker Road for both northbounders and southbounders. Your forecast, plenty of sunshine and warm with a high of 57 degrees. It's going to be windy.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Wintertime is the perfect time for your indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Why should you use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? One, they take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. Two, they use green technology that doesn't cost you more. Three, they're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at Colorado Garden and Home Show starting February 7th, booth 2343. You'll thank me for my recommendation. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087, or at the Garden and Home Show, booth 2343.
Welcome to Star No More Bucks. May I help you?
Yeah, I'll take a half-cash soy layoff.
Not funny.
Mocha... I'm broke-a espresso.
Not laughing.
How about a recession grande?
How about you leave?
Pink slip pacino with...
Get out!
I'm guessing you'll have 20 of free time on your hands.
Star, no more bucks. Look for a store closing near you.
How's that for hip? You're getting there. Just download the free application from our homepage. AM760.net.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are technologically available to you at AM760.net. Send us email, stream us. We got podcasts. And of course, John Turk has a Facebook page, so do I. I'm on Twitter too. And you can check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com.
I saw an article, Jay. It said Repubs out Twitter Democrats like 2-1. I saw it on Yahoo a couple days ago.
Oh, maybe that could be true.
So let's get some more Dems on Twitter.
Okay.
I don't Twitter yet.
Okay, why not?
Because I'm not like a blogger type of guy. I don't like writing down my thoughts.
It's just little messages. Like, you just stick up there, got the new Bruce Springsteen album, really like it. Or the Grateful Dead are coming to town. Or Widespread Panic fans, check this out.
Right. Well, you can do that with your status on Facebook, you know. Up to like 40 characters.
I think Twitter is extremely cool.
Yeah, it's getting more popular. God, I wish I would have been the inventor of Facebook or one of those sites. Huh? Maybe I missed my calling.
What, being a technological advisor? Or a programmer or something?
Opening a website that pretty much the whole planet's involved in.
Yeah, well, that's hard to do. All right, 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's talk a little bit about the economy here, and we'll go to Bronwyn in Denver. Bronwyn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I really want to stress that Obama was elected through a huge grassroots movement, and I think that it's time for people to start calling these Congress people that are holding him up, especially their constituents. But even if we call from Colorado, I think that's really important. And, in fact, the Obama campaign did talk about continuing to apply pressure to people in government, and we need to apply pressure to these Republicans, not let them get away with what they're doing. But people need to start calling their offices.
Well, you know what we ought to do? Here's what we ought to do. And we need to look this up. So we can't do it today, but we could start it tomorrow. Let's find out what Republicans are opposed to the stimulus package. Let's find out what Republicans are pushing this new crazy idea that they've come up with. And let's target those people, and then let's all of us in mass call their office.
Yeah, I think that's great. Can you put that on the homepage for 760?
Yeah, we just have to go find out the information.
Right, and you know what else would be great? Two categories. Another category might be Republicans that are kind of not completely behind their party and a little bit leaning. Or Republicans that are from heavily Democratic districts that went for Obama.
Yeah, I think most people in this country want something to get done. I think most people in this country want want that stimulus package to go through, and they want us to take action. They want the United States government to take action. I just think that it's the typical Republican thing of obstructionism. And look, they want Obama to fail. I mean, Rush Limbaugh said this. I want Obama to fail. I mean, they want him to fail. So what they're trying to do is they're just trying to make him look bad with these ridiculously old regurgitated ideas, which have been discredited.
Right. So that's where all the people that worked on the Obama campaign and learned a lot about activism need to stay active and start calling, writing. And you know that Congress people, when they get letters, they count one letter, like a regular letter through the U.S. Postal Service, as I don't remember how many voters, but if they count, they get one letter, they count it as so many people. If they get one phone call, they count it as so many people on emails and so forth. But, people need to not let them get away with it.
Like, you know,
relax.
We
can't relax.
Yeah. Well, you know what we could do here in this state? We could get in touch with Doug Lamborn and pester him. Because he's Republican and he disagrees with this, the stimulus package.
And he's from?
Colorado Springs.
Oh, he's the guy.
So we could get on his case. But you know what? We'll think about something to do. We'll think. And you know what? The least thing we can do, which I think is the least thing we can do, and we'll put it up on my page at am760.net, is we'll put a list of key Republicans who disagree with this stimulus package and how you can get in touch with them.
Great. That's great.
All right?
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
All right. 7:35, 35 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And, John, we can do that, can't we? We get the names of key Republicans who are against the stimulus package and put their contact numbers on our website so people can call them up from all over the place. And there are people who stream us, too. Can call up from all over the place and bug these folks to pass this thing.
Sounds like work, but I will get it done.
You are the man.
I'll try. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's got to be out there.
Well, sure. All you got to do is just go to a Washington Post or a New York Times story and find out.
Find it. If somebody else has it already, just go ahead and instant messages.
Yeah.
And I'll get it up there, but I will dig for it once I get done with the show today at 10.
Yeah, AM760.net. All right, 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour. You're not done with traffic, so what's it look like?
Well, Jay, I said in the last report that 225 is looking pretty good. Well, now it's not so much. On the southbound side, anyway, from Colfax to Alameda, jammed there. Speeds in the 30s and maybe into the 40s, but going to really slow down for you after the Parker Road curve there. Going to last until 25 and you get into the Tech Center. Northbound side, also sluggish there from about the spillway after Iliff. Got one crash out there, 120th and Chambers. Not really affecting traffic, so to speak, but is causing some small delays there at that intersection. Also, the trip down 25 from Northland and Thornton is going to be busy for you from 58th to Spear, as well as from 120th to 84th. Rest of the drive, pretty standard. It's been a pretty quiet week for us so far. Your forecast, sunny and warmer with highs in the upper 50s. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Skylight Specialists, your local Velux dealer. From new skylight installations to repairs and solar water heat, they do it right the first time.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared in time for Valentine's Day. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000. This weekend, only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com. Learn about solar power and saving money on energy costs with Independent Power Systems' free seminar about creating a solar community.
IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts free seminar is Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. in the Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge. Learn how solar electric works, how to take control of your energy costs, and save up to 60% on solar energy with Independent Power Systems free seminar. Independent Power Systems will help demystify rebate information, installation details, and what you can do to live sustainably. Join IPS Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. at Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge and learn how you can save money and the environment. Go to solarips.com/Westridge for details about this free seminar. That's solarips.com/Westridge. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
It's been a quarter of a century, and now it's been digitally remastered in 3D. Barbara Streisand's Yentl in 3D.
So why, Yentl? Why won't you appease me tonight?
What for?
What for? I want to dance at your wedding.
I don't want to get married now.
I notice.
Experience the Kremlach, the Eigevolt, the Schnoz. The 25th anniversary of Yentl in 3D.
Get your 3D glasses at all Shalom Bakeries and Moshi's Kosher Deli.
You know what I mean?
50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-500-5714. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-500-5714. 1-800-500-5714.
The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation is dedicated to strengthening the nation's emergency preparedness network by providing highly trained canine firefighter search teams to find people buried alive in the wreckage of disasters. We never know when disaster is going to strike, but thanks to the generosity of countless supporters, our search and rescue teams will be on the scene. Please be a part of the search. To contribute, call 1-888-459-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org.
Why does this cough make me feel like my lungs are going to come out of my chest?
Robitussin knows one of the ways your body clears itself of mucus is by coughing. That's why Robitussin DM Max is formulated with a double dose of the medicine that helps your body clear away mucus compared to Robitussin DM, and it helps control your cough. Robitussin knows the relief you need. Robitussin DM Max. Double the strength against mucus for a reason. Use as directed.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, going to be 56. So it's going to be a pretty nice day today. And sunny skies, too. So I know my trainer is going to make me go bike riding. I'd rather just go home and goof off. I'd rather drive around in my car. Oops, wait a minute. That's leaving a large carbon footprint. Okay, I'd rather get out and walk. All right, so I'll end up riding my bike, so that'll be enough. 742, we're talking about the stimulus package. Also, if you want to talk about Mike Rosen, who's on the front of the Rocky Mountain News, investing with sponsor costs Rosen his nest egg. KOA's Mike Rosen is one of the most listened to people in Denver, a confident conservative voice, and a man who doesn't hesitate to offer opinions and advice. But Rosen revealed Monday that he was rattled by heavy losses after entrusting more than $1 million dollars to a sponsor's investment firm that may have been caught in the Bernard Madoff web of schemes. Nobody knows what's left, says Rosen. Well, Mike's a guy who's been on the air for since I don't know how long, promoting this whole deregulation scheme. And now, boom, he's caught in it. And it always reminds me, that, and I've said this a million times, it always reminds me of the talk show hosts in union situations who are the first to sit there and gripe about the union contract and about how they want more and more. And then when the union goes to bat for them, then they also turn around like, on the air, and they're anti-union. They start beating the crap out of unions. 303-713-7600, Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
What's up, big guy?
What's happening?
Hey, first off, Ed Perlmutter said hi. Went down to see him Saturday.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he was expecting you. Rosen gets what he deserves, and I think everybody listening to the show maybe ought to bombard his show all week and ask him why he got into such a stupid thing. And maybe I was telling Turk, if there's not one out there already, maybe we ought to start a website called constituents.com. That way we can go after people that that believe all this crap.
I don't think that's a bad idea. I don't think Mike got into it. I don't think Mike got into it knowing that this was going to happen to him. I mean, and I don't think getting into it was like a stupid idea. I just think that there's kind of a weird irony to it in which you propose these free market situations and then they turn around and then they beat the crap out of you. But I think a lot of people are in that position. I don't think it just does only him. I mean, I think a lot of people, all you got to do is go look at the economic picture. I mean, people all over the place and in every stratosphere are having problems.
Well, that's true. But at the same time, I unfortunately, and I don't mean this vindictively, but don't they deserve it? I mean,
No, I don't think they deserve it because nobody deserves to get hurt.
No, they don't.
But I just think that it's kind of ironic.
How else do you wake people up, Jay? How else do you wake this clown up? I mean, he's been advocating for how many years now? No regulation, no regulation. Now it came back to just bite his butt big time. So how do you convince people like that who are just... Let me tell you something. My brother told me years ago, he's a 40-year car salesman. He said, for every buyer, there's a seller, and for every seller, there's a sucker. Unfortunately, Steven Spielberg and all that group of people, all the real upper echelon people, how much money did they lose because of Madoff, you know, and no regulations? Everybody was in there.
Well, I think you're right. The lesson is that deregulation does not work.
That's right.
No matter how smart you bill yourself as being an economist, it just doesn't work. Doug, thank you, man.
You got it, buddy.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Tim in Windsor. Tim, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Tim.
You know, I think I understand where you're coming from, and I think your intent is good. I think that, and I'm not, obviously, I can't speak for Mike Rosen. I do listen to both of you. But I think that he would probably say that the regulation already exists. It just wasn't enforced.
Well, it wasn't enforced because the administration didn't want it to be enforced. I mean, look, let me tell you something. The thing that made the previous administration different from all other administrations is this. Public agencies used to formulate policy, what they found, what they recommended, and then they set it up the food chain. In the previous administration, it was exactly the opposite. This is what you will do, and they sent it down the food chain. And the whole idea that they didn't enforce it, well, the reason they didn't enforce it was because it wasn't their ideology. They hated government, and if you don't like government, you can't run it.
Well, and I think that probably happens, you know, in somewhat in every administration. Every administration, you know, wants government run the way they want it run. I mean, that's their... elected, they're there.
Well, I think if you go look at history, you'll see that that's not the way those things function. And this was the first administration that had run it that way.
I think that there was, and I can't quote the exact article, or I believe it was published in the Wall Street Journal, that somebody working for Bernard Madoff basically wrote a letter to the SEC describing exactly how he was running his company in this Ponzi scheme clear back in the late 90s. And
that SEC
ignored
true.
It. That wasn't under the Bush administration.
That could be true. I mean, Clinton is also guilty of some of this, too.
So,
I think if you go look, you'll see that he's guilty of going along with this. I mean, I don't think there's any one certain you know, good guy and no bad guys. But I think that what it does is it makes a statement about 28 years of economic philosophy, which is that, you know, the invisible hand of capitalism cures all, when in reality, the invisible hand of capitalism cures nothing. It just makes things worse.
Well, I think you have to have a balance. And I mean, I would agree with that. I don't think anybody can state that, you know, capitalism in its purest form is going to be the best solution. And I can't think that you can say that, you know, regulation and overregulation is the solution. No. There's got to be something in between.
Yeah, I agree. So how about prudent regulation?
Right. And I think that my point being is I think what Rosen would say is that those regulations are there. They weren't enforced.
Well, they weren't enforced because the administration, which could have changed things and could have made sure that they were enforced, and the Congress could have made sure they were enforced, didn't do it. After all, who removed the Glass-Steagall Act from banking? Do you know who did that?
I thought that happened in 96 or 98.
No. No. Well, it might have, but do you know who did it?
No, not off the top of my head.
Phil Graham. What party does he belong to?
Republican.
Okay, and John McCain was going to put him in a position to further oversee the economics of this country. You know, you look at those things, a lot of the deregulation happened under Ronald Reagan, and no question about it, Bill Clinton didn't stand up to it either.
Yeah, and some of the regulation that also has got us into our current mess, the regulations that state, you know, a certain percentage of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae's subprime loans, you know, have to be given out, dictating, you know, how much money they give towards those programs, you know, those things don't help either. So that's an example of regulation on the other side of the coin that doesn't help as well.
Well, I think that if you go look at the history and you go look at the topic and you go see what's happening, I think what you're going to find out is that not only did this previous administration not enforce anything, they went to the great lengths to dismantle it, and that the right wing of the Republican Party has been fighting the New Deal since the day it was launched. And congratulations, now look where we sit. And you know what? It rests squarely on them. So stop pushing that same ideology, which they're still pushing, because look at the mess we're in today. And I think if you trace a lot of what's happened, it traces back to them. Tim, thank you. I appreciate the call, man.
One more comment, Jay?
Okay, can you let's see, do I have anybody at 8 o'clock? No, I don't. Can you hang on?
Absolutely.
Okay. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, traffic.
Jay, Superstruggle getting out of Castle Rock now on 25, northbound side, really full from Founders up to Castle Pines Parkway. Speeds in the teens and 20s there. Also going to be a little bunched up in the tech center after you get around County Line up to Hamden. Also southbound side, stop and go from 120th to 84th, again from 58th to Spear Boulevard. Had a late crash there around 38th, still hanging traffic up there. Also seeing stop and go eastbound C-470 in Highlands Ranch, from Lucent all the way to 25, so that's going to take a long time, about a half-hour clip there as you're making your way across Highlands Ranch. Westbound side also full from Bowles out to 285. In Adams County, still working this crash at 120th and Chambers. Your forecast, plenty of sunshine and warm with a high of 57 degrees. Going to be windy up in the foothills again with gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Also some flurries in the high country. Your current downtown temperature, 34 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Report software piracy confidentially and you may be eligible for rewards up to $1 million. Visit
TurboTax presents a message from Andrew Jackson.
Well, hello. This is your $20 bill speaking, and I want to give you a little tax advice. It'll only take a minute because I can sum it up in two words. Use TurboTax. See, with TurboTax, you get expert advice and online help to get you the maximum refund you're entitled to. In other words, you'll see a whole lot of me and a bunch of Benjamins. I mean, come on, the guy wasn't even president.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get started at TurboTax.com.
In a world where brilliant tech professionals are forced to deal with mindless coworkers.
Should this be plugged in?
Incompetent bosses.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday.
And job sites that don't know tech from dreck.
I said I'm a Java developer. That's got nothing to do with coffee.
There's only one hope for salvation. Dice.com. Dice is the number one technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs, meaning you won't waste time sifting through the garbage you'll find on other job sites. Go to Dice.com to find thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, DBAs, project managers, systems administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Scott from SoulSource. I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news is the rebates from your local utility are going down. The good news, the federal tax credit has been extended. You can get a 30% tax credit for your home and business when you install a solar electric system. And here's more good news. The state is working on even more incentives for the other renewable energy systems that SoulSource provides, like solar hot water and wind. Call SoulSource today at 303-297-1874 or find us on the web at soulsourceinc.com.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos & Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos & Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Below the expectations. So it's real mixed today, and I think the market doesn't know quite what to do with that.
All right. I know there's a lot of cynicism towards investment guidance, and you know, there are people who say, well, I can do it myself, but you know what? You can't do it yourself, and particularly in today's climate, you can't do it yourself. And if you're bleeding to death in your investments, I recommend that you get in touch with Presidential Brokerage. The number is 303-749-2770, 303-749-2770. Frog in your throat, Spear, is handling Mary and I's financial stuff, and he ought to be handling yours as well. 303-749-2770. Or you can call Marla. She's there, too. Marla Mason, thank you so much. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much, Jay. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. 7:55. 55 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Right now, our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SoulSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SoulSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SoulSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or soulsourceinc.com.
Yeah. Love is my religion. Money is my religion.
Ziggy. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour. Sunny high today. 56. I keep wanting it to be 58. All right, let me go back to Tim in Windsor and let him have a final word. Tim, I got about a minute and 45 seconds, so I'll shut up, and it's all yours.
Yeah, I'll just make it quick. I mean, one of the, you were talking about capitalism. You actually made the comment about Obama trying to save capitalism, and you kind of touched upon capitalism at the end of our last conversation. And, you know, one of the main tenets of capitalism is also allowing people to fail. I mean, the reward there is there when you take the risk and you succeed, but the flip side of that coin has got to be of risk is that there's the potential you fail. That's why there's the premium paid on taking the risk. And it just, you know, I was opposed to what Bush did in terms of bailing out the banks. I'm also opposed to what we're doing now in terms of what's being proposed, what passed the House and is now being debated in the Senate. I think that, you know, one of the things that we have to accept is that there's going to be some you know, severe pain involved with getting out of the present mess. And it seems like we're having a hard time swallowing that pill.
Well,
and the faster we swallow that pill, the better off we're going to be in the long run.
I totally, you know, you have a very libertarian viewpoint, but I firmly disagree with you. And, you know, you really, what you should do is read some books on the Depression, and you're playing with human lives, not statistics and theories. You're playing with kids, and you're playing with mothers, and you're playing with fathers, and you're playing with the family unit. All right, I got to go.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent Office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Sore and my heel and back pain were gone. Totally gone.
Welcome to the pain-free club, Bill.
Get up to $50 off your purchase of the Good Feet Arch Support System during Good Feet's winter sale. But time's running out. The sale ends February 28th. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. A mainstay of the Clinton Justice Department is about to raise his hand, take an oath, and join the Obama cabinet as Attorney General. CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis tells us Eric Holder will be sworn in minutes from now.
Employees will be lining the hallways to greet Holder, many saying welcome back 8 years after he was Deputy Attorney General. Holder will go right to work on the pressing issues: how to close the Guantanamo Bay prison within 1 year, how and where to prosecute terrorism suspects, and what policies will be created to detain suspects. Several court deadlines are looming, which means some decisions will have to be made soon.
Holder is the first African-American to serve as Attorney General. Most experts say the housing collapse still has a long way to go before running its course, but a real estate industry index of pending sales jumped more than 6% in December.
Buyers are spending and more home sales are pending. Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors says people are signing sales contracts because prices and mortgage rates are down.
You know, looking at these bargain basement prices and the responding to that greater affordable pricing that they're seeing in the market today.
Sales gains in the South and Midwest offset modest declines elsewhere. For a sustainable recovery, the association says we need significant housing stimulus and available mortgage money for qualified borrowers. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
The Senate is taking a little off and putting a lot more on as it massages the Democratic economic stimulus bill. The woman in New York hopes Congress can pick up the pace.
They have to do something. We have to do something. The people are going to be suffering.
The price tag for the bill has ballooned to nearly $900 billion. Another big bank, PNC, plans to cut 5,800 jobs as part of its takeover of National City Corporation. A peanut processing plant in Texas, run by the same company blamed for a nationwide salmonella outbreak, reportedly operated for years without a license and without being inspected.
Getting Congress to pass new food safety legislation is a must.
Dr. David Kessler is a former Food and Drug Administration commissioner.
If there were ever an example that our food safety system is broken, this is it.
Salmonella in peanut butter is blamed for killing as many as 8 people and making more than 500 people sick. For rock and roll lovers, February 3rd will always be the day the music died. It was on this date in 1959 that Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper died in a plane crash after a concert in Clear Lake, Iowa. Fans gathered there last night to recreate the concert and hear from Holly's widow, Maria Elena.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart for loving the 3 young men that are no longer with us, but they're here looking down and saying, thank you so much for remembering us.
In America's Georgia, a short time ago, a funeral home announced the death of Habitat for Humanity founder Millard Fuller. He was 74. The Dow is down 13 points. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your car radio.
You're listening to KFORD, where it's all car, all the time. And that last little number was called, isn't it time for scheduled maintenance from your dealer?
Yeah, but I just want to listen to music, car radio.
Well, here's a little ditty. No one knows my Ford like you do, Ford dealer.
That's a real song?
Maybe you'll remember this truck topper. Get your paws off my Ford, non-Ford trained technician.
Okay, car radio, I get the hint. For service, I'll go to my Ford dealer.
Get the works fuel. Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
Boy, I'm glad you talked me into going to my Ford dealer, car radio.
Well, like the song says, never change your oil anywhere else and never change the station.
Ooh, catchy.
Check out other money-saving rebates on name-brand tires, batteries, and maintenance packages at GenuineService.com. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See participating dealership for rebate details through 3/31/09.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. The Bernie Madoff scandal hitting some Colorado notables hard. Former U.S. Congressman Tom Tancredo and radio talk show host Mike Rosen say they're victims of the Ponzi scheme through investments with Boulder wealth management firm Agile Group. There are indications Tancredo and Rosen may have each lost more than $1 million. Doing more with less, RTD trying to cut costs on its light rail line to DIA.
And when we have the economic challenges that we're having right now, it makes you kind of go back to the drawing board and look at what you can do from a whole financial picture.
RTD's Paula Tonia is talking with 9 News. RTD evaluating the route and properties along the way. Colorado's economy will improve, but not soon. Dr. Ernie Goss tracks the economy in the Mountain States for Creighton University.
We'll see recovery in Colorado, in my judgment, in the last quarter of 2009. And the recovery will come first in business sales and overall output.
Goss says that means it'll be later this year before more jobs are available in the region. Relatives find themselves near tears after finding damaged grave sites at Crown Hill Cemetery in Wheat Ridge.
It's just uncalled for. There's no reason for it.
Maxine Waldenberg, whose husband is buried at the cemetery, talking with our partners at 9 News. Police believe more than $50,000 in damage was done. In sports, the Avs beat the Calgary Flames 4-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A couple different crashes on I-25 are causing problems right now. One of them near 6th Avenue, and the other one's right around University. Both are on the southbound side. The one at University is going to slow things down in both directions. The combination of Sunshine, Rex, and Volume, they're going to make that drive between downtown and the tech center take about 20 to 25 minutes. 270 getting slow across Commerce City, especially as you're heading east. Same deal on C-470. That starts right around Santa Fe, up past Yosemite. Speeds there are going to dip into the teens. Crews are cleaning up an accident near DIA at 120th and Chambers. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Love the King Soopers fuel discount? Now you can use it at any Loaf and Jug store throughout this area, which means saving money on gas.
Chrysler announces Employee Pricing Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on 08 and 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial.
Touch me rolling tainted gov.
And with Obama is no love.
Listen to people in Denver, a confident conservative voice, and a man who doesn't hesitate to offer opinions and advice. But Rosen revealed Monday that he was rattled by heavy losses after entrusting more than $1 million to a sponsor's investment firm that may have been caught in the Bernard Madoff web of schemes. And Rosen says nobody knows what's left. Tom Tancredo was also stagged in this as well. All right, you want to comment on this? 303-713-7600. To me, this just builds a case for the fact that deregulation does not work. I mean, I don't want to see Mike Rosen get hurt. I think that's a lousy way to prove a point. But then again, he has been a big proponent of deregulation, and I think deregulation just does not work. I agree with Tim, who called in earlier, in which you've got to have balance and you've got to have prudent regulation. We have been lax in the last 8 years because the administration that was there just really did not enforce the rules, and in some cases they gutted it because they just didn't agree with it. And the free, the invisible hand of capitalism, of the free market, doesn't work, because if you think about it, when given a chance, people will go to the brink to get what they need and to deal with money. I mean, people do things for money that you just would, well, I guess you would believe them. I guess you would believe them, the things that people have done for money. And I was thinking yesterday, okay, so you accumulate all this money, and then what happens? You die. So, like, is selling yourself totally out to get money, is that, like, a good thing? Because in the end, you know what? That old thing about you can't take it with you. And Mike Rosen's 64 years old, so he's not any kind of spring chicken here. So I don't know. You know what? You're going to have to decide whether we should feel bad, whether you should feel bad for him or not. 303-713-7600. I think it's got an ironic twist to it that those who scream the largest, loudest for less government and deregulation are often the ones who get hit. But on the other hand, to prove a point, I don't think anybody should have to take that kind of a shot. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Here's Gary in Grand Lake. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Say, just to start out with, your listeners would learn a lot if they read a book by Paul Krugman, The Conscience of a Liberal.
Oh, yeah, I've read it.
Great, yeah. You may want to promote that because as well as you would know if you've read it. He lays out very beautifully how we've gotten into this mess from the Civil War on. The next item would be that there's a lot of listeners that Rosen does have who probably also invested by his advice. And they need to call KOA, 713-8000, and ask for Lee Larson, who had to have agreed to promoting these companies that Rosen was investing in.
Well, see, I think wait a minute. I think your premise there is wrong.
Okay.
Now, I'll explain why. Because you can go in and you can investigate somebody, and you can sit there and talk to them, and you can have your own experience with them and walk away and think, okay, these guys are good at what they do, and they're worth promoting, and they're worth talking about, and then it turns sour. Your reasoning here is that he willfully did this knowing that these guys were not kosher. Well, how about the idea that these guys made a mistake in the investments that they made and it pulled everybody down? In other words, Rosen, even though you may not like him personally, Rosen did not get on the air and promote this company, Agile. He didn't do it thinking anything would go wrong. He didn't do it with any kind of nefarious beliefs. So why would you want to do that to him?
Okay, let me explain my reasoning. He has an MBA from the University of Denver.
Okay.
He's a very smart person, and so is Lee Larson to have the position he's in. None of these people use their intelligence and their insight to do their due diligence to make sure that what they were promoting. No, I don't know that.
Well, don't make a charge, women. Don't make a charge about somebody that you can't back up.
No, I mean it's the notes that they had in their private meetings that I'm sure Mike went in there and said this company's been doing really good for me.
How do you know?
I don't know. Why
make a charge when you don't have anything to base it on?
Okay, well, let's move on off of that because we're not going to get anywhere with it.
You're right, we're not.
And that's okay.
Yeah, it is. It's fine. Go ahead. Next point.
Yeah, my next point is I'm on the way down from Grand Lake today to have a meeting with PARA. And PARA is heavily regulated state.
Right.
And Mike Rosen has been against PARA contributions that we've put into a Madoff fund, like any hedge fund that we put in there in hopes that they would invest them properly and we would retire with some kind of income. And we had to rely on the state who we work for, like a company that you work for that matches your 401k. We have to work for a state in hopes that they're willing to match some of our contributions so that we have, after 30 years of contributing our life for 30 years to a career, something at the end to be able to, you know, live out our last years with. And Rosen has been totally against PARA and the way it was set up. So I have no mercy for him whatsoever.
What does he have against it?
He doesn't even want PARA to exist.
I mean, I think what you're talking about is perfectly fine. I think it's, you know, the way to go. I mean, I think it's, you know, I think one of the problems in this country is when it comes to the economy and it comes to the workplaces, we all heard these stories where they would throw retirement parties and you got a gold watch, which, you know, is a cliche, but you got something. And you had a reasonable expectation that the company would reward you for hanging in and maybe not taking raises when things were tough, whatever the case may be. And then, you know, you get a little on the end, particularly if you paid into it. So I don't understand why anybody would be against PARA. I mean, that's all it's basically doing. It's basically just saying, all right, so you made a career out of this. We're matching the funds that you're putting into it because we want to get the brightest and the best. And what in the end's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, in my opinion, in your opinion, but in Mr. Rosen's opinion. He doesn't believe that the taxpayers, the company that we work for, the taxpayers, should bail out PARA because they've lost 25% of their investments, not through Madoff, but just the way the stock market happened to hit them. They have a lot of real estate, and real estate will come back. The market eventually will come back. I'm not, you know, worried personally about my PARA contributions because I'm getting ready to retire. So
right.
I'll be okay. But if you look back at all the new teachers, police officers, state troopers that are coming into the system, they're going to be the ones that Rosen would like to see contribute more or help be held more responsible and not have the state be involved with bailing them out when the tide turns against them. And once again, if you're not going to offer these people some type of carrot at the end of their careers, then they're not going to stay around. And every company knows that one of your biggest expenses is training people and retaining them. And so if you're going to have a constant teachers and all, you know, it's more cost effective to give them some reward at the end of their career. I'll let you go, Jay. It's been wonderful talking with you.
Yeah, it's been really good talking to you, too, and I hope you'll call again.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Rob in Longmont. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, good. Hey, I have two quick points to make. One, it seems to me that deregulation, of course, that's probably a big reason that we're in this economic crisis. But isn't it that price of gas going up so high, and then everything else going up so high because of that, price of food and everything. Isn't that like the main reason that people couldn't make their mortgage payments, and then next thing you know, the banks close and because of all the foreclosures?
No, it had nothing. No, it had nothing to do with gas. Gas prices aggravated the situation. Gas prices put the crimp on families and on people like you and me, who, you know, well, not so much me because I don't drive long distances, but people who drive long distances. But no, that's not the reason we're in the situation we're in. We're in the reason that the situation we're in is because there was no enforcement of the rules. There was mass greed and mismanagement, and that's the reason we're in the situation we're in. Gasoline has nothing to do with it.
Okay. Hey, my other thing is, and part of the reason, maybe to get us out of this situation, could, you know, I don't know if eminent domain would work or not, but could we, like, take all the profits from, like, because I thought the gas companies were the reason. So could we take their profits for, like, a year, just, and maybe all the biggest companies just take it just to get our debts paid, and then they can have their company back after? Can we just do that?
No. You can't do that. But what you could do is you could nationalize the financial institutions and get them healthy again and then sell them back to investors, which was the same idea that I had for the automobile industry problem, which would be to take over those companies, kick the board of directors, kick the CEOs out, you know, get the companies healthy again and then sell them off, similar to what they did in France with Peugeot. But you can't turn around to the oil companies and say, okay, you got to pay your profits to us because we're in hard times. That's not going to work. I mean, that's just not the way to go. The way to go, I think, is to forego the debt right now and get people back to work. And once people get back to work and you get the economy stimulated, then you can start thinking about those kinds of things. But you can't think about those kinds of things now because you've got people who don't have jobs. And that's the worst thing. And, you know, they're not spending. And you've got people who are scared. I mean, everybody's scared they're going to lose their jobs. So, I mean, you know, I'm shocked that it doesn't lead the country into mass psychosis, that everybody's so insecure.
Yeah, I agree, Jay.
All right, Rob. Thank you, man.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Couple lines open at 303-713-7600. We're asking about Mike Rosen's situation, and should we feel sorry for Mike or not? Your feelings also about the economy. Rosen losing over $1 million, I guess, is what the Rocky Mountain News says. Trusting more than $1 million to a sponsor investment firm that may have been caught in Bernard Madoff's web of schemes. And Rosen says nobody knows what is left. All right, should we feel sorry for him, or is this kind of an ironic twist to an argument against regulation? Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Don't suck free energy off the radio. Get off your half moons and get plugged in. John Turk with traffic.
Jay, please have cleaned up both those accidents on I-25 at northbound and southbound sides at University, so traffic is moving a little bit better through that stretch, but still looking at some really heavy jams on 25, particularly on the northbound side in the Tech Center from Yale University, and again from Washington Street Bridge to Alameda. Also got a small crash southbound I-25 near 6th Avenue. Going to see some small backups around Colfax, but that one isn't really affecting traffic, but is catching some looks. Got a new one that is going to slow you down. Eastbound 270 at Interstate 76. Three vehicles involved in this one, already seeing stop and go traffic back around I-25. Our other accident, eastbound I-70 in the foothills at Chief Hosa.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
You know, I've read the blogs, I've been in the automotive chat rooms, and I hear you. You want smoother acceleration, better gas mileage, and pumped up engine performance. Yeah, well, Advance Auto Parts wants you to have it too. So right now, 12-ounce bottles of Valvoline fuel injector cleaner are BOGO. Yeah, that's how we say buy one, get one free in the biz. Get off the blogs and over to Advance for some Valvoline fuel injector cleaner and grab an air filter while you're at it. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Anytime you do anything online, shopping, banking, email, you're vulnerable to the nightmare of identity thieves stealing your money.
I got an email that looked exactly like it came from my cell phone company. Next day, my bank notified me of suspicious credit card withdrawals. I spent the next 2 months cleaning up one mess after another. What a nightmare.
Don't become a victim. Protect yourself with Identity Guard Total Protection, now with ID Vault. This powerful technology scans the internet and thousands of data sources every day, and with ID Vault, lets you make your passwords, screen names, and credit card numbers virtually impossible to steal when you're online. Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Call 877-600-2669. Sign up now and get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault free for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 today. That's 877-600-2669 or visit identityguard.com.
There's over 100 employees, that are focused in on doing the right thing for you. And you can take that to the bank. Their hours are 9 in the morning to 8 in the evening. And they're located, that's Monday through Saturday, too, by the way. They're located at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
And now for the bonus round. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Flapjacks.
Correct. What comes next in this series? Crustacean? Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
The Republicans are not happy. The House Majority... Minority. Oh, God help me. The House Minority Leader, John Boehner. Yes, I know it's Boehner, but he's always drunk. That man is always crying. He's crying.
The GOP will oppose Obama's stimulus plan unless there's major changes, I tell you. Major changes are going to be made around here.
I'm like, take a look at the changes. Your party lost the presidency and over 20 House seats in the 2008 election.
Randy Rhodes, afternoons 1 to 4.
That's some change, buddy.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 826, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about the economy and what happened to Mike Rosen and your feelings about it. 303-713-7600. Here's Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You know, first of all, I just wanted to compliment John Turk. That is a funny man when he answers calls. I appreciate it. And I also wanted to compliment you for being fair-minded.
Oh, well, thanks.
And I really mean that because I really don't have much deep to say. It's just when I heard the news driving into work this morning, I heard Mike Rosen in trouble, Tom Tancredo in trouble, and it was hard not to say nanner nanner. But clearly you're not saying nanner nanner. And I don't ever hear that on those guys' shows when I listen to a Mike Rosen. He's an absolute opponent of everything that is holy in my mind. And I guess my first reaction was couldn't happen to a nicer guy, but apparently he'll be all right in all this. And apparently guys like you are saying it correctly. You know, it's not really his fault. We shouldn't really jump all over him and hate him or throw derision at him because he's who he is. But
yeah, you can disagree with him politically and economically, but I don't think that he would willingly in any way, shape. And I've worked with him now, let me see, twice here for this company. I don't think that he would willingly and honestly mislead people. That's not in his personality, and it's not in his track record. But what I do find to be a strange irony is that all of this came about and has come about because of deregulation, which he's so much for.
Well, absolutely. And I guess the other thing he's against, and this is where he tugs on my heartstrings, on my pocketbooks, I'm in education, and he is absolutely, adamantly an opponent of public education. I've listened to his show many times in debate, and the gentleman talking about PERA, Mike Rosen, I think, would go out of his way in just about any scheme to get rid of PERA because he doesn't believe that the state in any way should be subsidizing anything. He doesn't, for instance, agree that educators don't make a lot of money commensurate with other professions because of our retirement. He thinks that PERA and our retirement is so good that we really have very little to complain about when it comes to, you know, negotiating wages, et cetera, et cetera. So he's absolutely against public education. I've listened to some very vicious comments on his radio show. So that's where I stand, and I appreciate you being larger-minded, and it's an excellent reminder. I'm going to take that back into my classroom and say, hey, there are people who really do look at both sides, and I'm glad that I was reminded of that this morning. So I appreciate your help.
Well, I think you got to look at it reasonably, and the reasonable way to look at it is, okay, fine, I disagree with him, but I don't want to see him intentionally hurt. And even if he does make nasty comments about schools, and I don't think schools should be privatized, but even if he does, do you really want to be that way? I mean, do you really want to conduct yourself that way? I really don't want to conduct myself that way.
No, you're absolutely right, and I'm glad you reminded me of that because there's just such a tendency. I mean, he gets me so on edge about these public education issues, and I know that it's a word that Tom Hartman uses all the time, or a phrase. He says that a lot of times these deregulators and these extreme folks on the right who love their Friedmanite economics, they want to basically privatize any losses, but they want to, or excuse me, yeah, privatize the profits, but they want to socialize the losses. And that's Mike Rosen all over the place. And he really doesn't care if big business corporations continue to get their money. He just keeps wanting to sing this song that all of these public institutions are broken and they need reformed. And yet we clearly know it's a little bit of both. I'd say some of our privatized institutions after this last fiasco this last year are also broken and need reform. But I don't hear that from Mike Rosen.
That's because the right has no new plans to do anything. Darren, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
You're outstanding. I appreciate it, Jay. Keep up the good work.
You got it. All right, let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. I just want to say that I'm going to paraphrase a legendary ancient radio wit, Fred Allen, and I'll give you my opinion of Mike Rosen's situation. And you can take all the compassion that I have for Mike Rosen, and you can fit it into the navel of a mosquito, and you still have enough room left for Mike Rosen's heart. I've been listening to Mike Rosen a long time, and he is an arrogant guy who thinks he's smarter than everybody else. I'm a guy here at home recovering from surgery. I'm on Social Security. He would be the first guy to want to privatize Social Security, just like George Bush wanted to do.
Well, see, I think that's ironic about that privatization argument, because what Bush wanted to do was he wanted a massive transfer of public funds into private industry by doing such things as allowing you to take your Social Security and and gamble it on the stock market. And look where you'd be today if you did it.
Bernie Madoff, and where's Bernie? He's in a penthouse. And still. And, Mike Rosen's one of those guys who, he considers himself a penthouse guy, and the rest of us are just the great unwashed. We're just the working stiffs. And he's smarter than us. Well, and he's got his buddy Tancredo, too, and kind of like two peas in a pod.
Well, I think you can criticize him for his political and social views, but I think the bad thing is to assume that he did this willingly, because he didn't do it willingly. It's not in his track record, and I think it's unfair to accuse him of it.
No, it's not, Jay.
Yeah, it is. It is unfair.
Now, wait a second. I grew up in Cicero. Cicero.
I know where that is.
Run by the mob.
That's right.
I knew guys in the mob, and they murder people I knew. And why do they do it? You get in the way of making money. These are people I know, my neighbors. They kill you. And you know what? These people running this country for the last 8 years are worse than the mob. because this is a this is not something.
Yeah, but that doesn't have, but that has no bearing on the fact.
Wait a minute. These guys. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to clash.
I
understand you're telling me what you think but and what you feel, but I would just urge you to look at this. Even if you don't like his politics, he is not guilty of knowingly misleading people because he lost money too. And no matter whether you like him or you dislike him, you cannot accuse him of something that he did not do.
Well, I think that he is complicit because this is
how's he complicit?
This isn't an accident that the Republicans.
Yeah, but wait a minute though.
They are killing people with not regulating. Look at the salmonella thing, the FDA.
I agree with all of that, and I think that what you're saying about his political and his economic views are absolutely 100% true. But what I'm saying to you is he's not complicit in it. Because he didn't knowingly and willingly lead people down the gold path road.
They know that's going on.
He didn't know that was going on with Agile.
But don't you think that every other department, whether it's EPA or whatever, you think the Republicans are dumb?
But we're not talking about every other department. We're talking about a specific guy and a specific thing that happened, and that you can't say that he willingly and knowingly colluded in fooling his listeners or wanting to do something wrong because he got hurt in it himself.
Well, a lot of other innocent people are getting hurt.
Well, that's no question.
I feel a lot more compassion for them.
Well, that's fine. That's your right.
But you
can't pin something on him that won't stick because the facts don't support it.
Well, all I can tell you is this. It's a little late right now for all these investigations but I'm just saying, since I grew up in a system like this where everything was fixed, the cops, the judges.
Listen, I worked in Chicago 3 times. I know very well about Cicero.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, when you live there, do you think like, oh, gee, we're just, do you know what's going on or not?
Yeah, I do. And as a matter of fact, I know the godfather to Betty Lorraine Maltese's daughter. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she's the mayor of Cicero who went to jail.
Yeah, she's in jail. All right.
And she had a scheme like this, and she was stealing money from health care.
But Rosen did not willingly.
Okay, you work with Rosen, and I guess he's social enough. He's nice. You can.
No,
see him
he's
in the
not. It has nothing. You know, now because you disagree with me, suddenly you start saying that about me.
You don't know whether I
socialize with him or not.
No, but I'm just saying, if you back crooks, this is what you get.
I don't. Okay, and he's not a crook.
Rosen?
Yes.
No, he's probably not doing anything illegal.
All right,
but,
then we agree.
Like, but, I mean, anybody who kicks into some of these Republicans, and acts like, oh, gee, they're going to work on a cure for cancer. Well, they're not.
Well, they're also Democrats that fit that description.
Absolutely.
All right, I got to run. I got to go. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
You got it right.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right. See ya. And call back again. 836, 36 minutes after the hour, John Turk. Unreal's traffic.
Speed's starting to improve a little bit around the city, Jay. Southbound side of 25, full in the usual spots, but are starting to recover from that earlier crash around University. Northbound going to be really full for you, but speeds in the 40s and 50s as you make your way across the tech center and through the bridges. Got a couple current crashes out there to avoid. Westbound I-70 at I-25. This one new, seeing brake lights back around Washington Street. Also got the single vehicle accident. Eastbound I-70 up at Chief Hosa, and so you want to expect some delays once you get to that Blackhawk Central City exit. It is going to be pretty full there in the high country. Also, have some flurries flying around there from Georgetown out to the west. Your forecast, plenty of sunshine and warm with a high of 57 degrees. Going to be windy up in the foothills again with gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Your current downtown temperature, though, 30 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At CBN Pots, kids eat for $1 in February. All selections up to $5.99 from the 12 and under menu are just $1 with the purchase of...
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand-name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers after-school programs and tutoring to help support working families. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center has one of the only state-licensed after-school programs in Colorado with pickup service from select schools. The program serves students in grades K through 8 with tutoring, computer labs, gym time, phonics intervention, and a hot meal Monday through Friday between 3 and 6 p.m. for just $25 per week per child. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center touches the lives of children every day, but without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
One of the worst things you can ever do is either A, try to represent yourself, or B, get people who are not qualified. And I'll tell you something. I would stake my life on Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. I really would. They're both good friends of mine, which means, yes, we do socialize. And they're good. They're just good stand-up guys. So, look, here's the deal. Don't let somebody kick you around. You've got rights, so enforce them. Get in touch with Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661. Or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. There's only one law firm that I know of that for sure makes these insurance companies knock knees and tremble. It's Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
We're back with coin expert Bill Gale. Now, Bill, I've been drooling over something called a silver $100 union.
Oh, you have good taste.
It's big, it's hefty, and the shine.
The shine is like nothing else on earth. You know, the $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in both size and denomination, and it might never have been seen.
What happened?
The sketches were recently discovered deep in the archives of the Smithsonian, and the New York Mint was authorized to release a limited number of $100 unions in gleaming proof silver. I know they're offering free information and a free collector's DVD, too.
How do we get our hands on that free DVD?
I'd say call the New York Mint. I have a number you can call.
Thanks. Okay, listeners, for free information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-600-5527. That's 1-800-600-5527. 1-800-600-5527.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2. 10 till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Please don't get the impression that I'm looking for anybody's sympathy or that I'm taking up a collection to bail me out.
J. Marvin. From a sunset flip. to a roll-up in a small package. 8:42, 42 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today, 56. That's Mike Rosen talking about the fact that he lost $1 million to this sponsor. And he says he's not looking for anybody to bail him out. By the way, here's some breaking news on the Obama front. Obama's performance czar withdraws. Nancy Kelfer, who failed for a year and a half to pay employment taxes on household help, has withdrawn her candidacy to be the first chief performance officer for the federal government. And the White House said that on Tuesday. What's this thing, man, with Daschle? And, you know, I still have no proof about this, but I still look at it as being these people having to deal with their accountants. One line open at 303-713-7600. Your feelings about Mike Rosen, who, as the Rocky Mountain News says, one of Denver's most listened to personalities, a confident conservative voice and a man who doesn't hesitate to offer opinions and advice. But Rosen revealed on Monday that he was rattled by heavy losses after entrusting more than $1 million to a sponsor's investment firm that may have been caught up in the Bernard Madoff web of schemes. Nobody knows what's left, says Rosen. So if you want to comment on this, one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Sam in Boulder. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Good.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to make a slight deviation from Rosen, if I could, and talk about Governor Lynch's appointments of Senator Gregg of New Hampshire for Commerce Secretary.
Well, that would be...
I'm sorry, Obama.
Yeah, that'd be Barack Obama.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of going on no sleep. But anyway, what I'm trying to get at is the fact that I find it kind of appalling that nobody's talking about the fact that Gregg has the audacity to actually demand that Governor Lynch appoints a Republican for this seat. I mean, it just shows, you know, that they...
Wait a minute. Who's demanding this?
Well, no, Gregg said that he would take the appointment, and he assured everybody that his vacated seat would be assumed by a Republican.
Well, so, and is the Republican of his state, is the governor of his state a Republican?
No, he's a Democrat.
Well, then he's not going to get what he wants.
Well, no, Jay, he is, the word is now he's going to appoint a Republican.
Well, that's, you know, the fault of that lies with the governor, and I guess maybe he thinks that's the way to keep to stay in office and get elected again. I don't know.
Well, yeah, Governor Lynch, excuse me, he's not running for re-election in 2010. But the bottom line is, I mean, just for Senator Gregg to have the audacity and the nerve to say, I'm not going to fulfill my call to service at the request of President Obama to take the Commerce Secretary post unless a Democratic governor fills my vacated seat with Republican. I mean, it's obviously not to pay for play, but, I mean, the fact is for him to do that and not just say, you know what, I'm going to fulfill my duty to serve, and I'm not going to worry about it. Apparently, he wants to make sure that there's a guarantee that the balance of power in the Senate is not tilted. And obviously, if Franken wins, the Democratic caucus is going to have 60 seats.
Well, you know what? I just kind of think for those of us sitting in Colorado, I mean, this is not something that we can handle. I mean, I think that that's up to Governor Lynch, and I think it's up to the people of that state.
It's not something that we can handle, but, I mean, it's something that we should be able to, that people need to be talking about and say, you know what? How dare Senator Gregg only say that he's going to serve in the Obama administration unless, you know, a fellow Republican takes his seat. I mean, like, for him to just say that.
We're not there, so we can't deal with it, and I don't have a horse in that race. Sam, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Here's an email from somebody at am760.net. That's from Joshua. Says, Rosen Madoff, Jay, you imply that if we had regulations, everyone invested in the stock market can't lose. Really? No, that's not what I'm implying. What I'm implying is that it has to do with more than just the stock market, and that there ought to be regulations on these things to protect the consumer. Playing stocks has winners and losers. Duh. If the game's run right. If your money was taken by an illegal swindle, then there should be some recourse. But getting a refund ain't likely. So that makes it right? Spending bills should always be scrutinized. If not, we might end up giving $30 million to Acorn. Okay, you know what? That's a right-wing talking point that you can't prove, Joshua. And if you can prove it to me, Joshua, send me the information. Because that's been discredited. As a matter of fact, we'll get the guy from Media Matters coming up to talk about that. Or new furniture for the Pentagon or global warming research. Well, we need global warming research. Ah, crap, that's what this bill is. I mean, how lost can you be, man? The ball's in Obama's court. Bush is not in the game anymore. He screwed it up pretty well. I don't want to know about how Bush did this or that. Say what Obama is going to get is going to do to get 20,000 cat workers back on the job. Well, the stimulus bill hopefully will do that, Josh. And you don't want to hear about what Bush did, but I'll tell you something. Those who don't learn from the past or failed to repeat it. Screw creating new jobs. Just get the folks that have lost theirs back to work. How do you think they're going to do that if you don't create new jobs? New jobs doing what? Planting grass in the mall? That is a long-term job for millions of workers. Yep, here's your grass. No, I think if you listen carefully, what Obama's talking about and what other people are talking about is they're talking about jobs designed for the 21st century. Obama's hiring tax evaders. Really? If you say, Jay, that these two are the best and the brightest, I'll take your word for it. No, I think people do have trouble with taxes. And I think a lot of times what they do is they just give their tax returns to their CPA and they expect that stuff to work out, and then they get stung later. And I'm one of those people that's a living example of it. Truth be known, Obama does not have a clue. If he did, he would be the first to step up and rip this BS spending bill apart. You know what? Stop dealing in talking points and start dealing in reality, Josh. I mean, I welcome the email, but you haven't got the slightest idea what you're talking about. Here's Chet in Boulder. Chet, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
When you were here before, you worked with Mike Rosen. We were in the same building anyway.
Yeah, same building, not the same radio station.
Yeah, I was working down there in the same building doing movie reviews for Mike on Fridays all through the 90s off and on. Can you see a difference between the Mike Rosen you knew then and the Mike you know now?
No.
Me either. I thought he was a nice guy. He and I got along great, even though I'm a liberal bordering on Marxism. And we tease each other about it on the air, during the news, and before and after the show we talk about our personal lives. I met his daughter. I never went to his house. I don't think anybody does. But I hate to hear people call up saying he's stupid and calling him names and, you know, taking it out on him personally, because he actually does have a certain amount of compassion, maybe not as much as we all would like, but he's not Rush Limbaugh. You know, he's not a villainous character.
Well, I have to tell you, he's never been nice to me, but then again, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, your competition. You know,
You can compete against somebody and still be nice. I mean,
I agree. I'm just, that's just him. He was maybe insecure and, you know.
Well, I don't want to speculate on that. I mean, you ask me. Look,
okay.
Look, you know what? The main thing is, Chet, you and I agree.
What I hear now is he's arrogant and won't speak to people in the halls, and that's just the opposite of the guy I knew back then.
I don't know if he's arrogant. He just doesn't, you know, he just doesn't, I mean, he's never been nice to me, but that doesn't mean that, you know, he's that way towards other people.
Okay.
And,
well, that's,
you know, I mean, you can't judge on my experience.
No, I'm not. I've heard that from other people, and I just wondered if as he got richer and richer, he just got more and more aloof.
No, I don't think that's true.
I don't either.
I don't think he's...
I can't tell. I like the guy. I'd be at parties and stuff, and I'd tell people, they'd start talking about Mike Rosen, and I'd say, he's actually a nice guy. He did me some favors. He helped me get into radio. Screwed it up, but...
I'm sure that he's that way with a lot of people. He's just not that way with me, but that doesn't that doesn't mean anything, but I don't think that he deliberately misled people in this. Chet, I gotta run, man.
That's crazy. He didn't spend $100 just to trick people.
I agree.
$1 million.
I agree. Chet,
okay,
thanks.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.
All right. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour. John Turkin, traffic.
Jay, traffic's really shaping up around the metro. Looks like the commute is over, or at least we're getting close to the end of it. Seeing some traffic heading westbound on 36, though. Speeds in the 40s from Sheridan out to McCaslin. Also working this accident in the high country. This one just cleared eastbound I-70 at Chief Hosa. But we are working one westbound I-70 there right at the mousetrap at I-25. Going to see the brake lights at Washington. Rest of the drive looking pretty good. You know, you will hit some speeds in the 40s and 50s, though, once you're heading southbound on 25 and you hit I-70. Your forecast, sunny and warmer with a high of 57 degrees. Right now, 33 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU Evenings or online. Attend an open...
Wintertime is the perfect time for your indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At the Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers after-school programs and tutoring to help support working families. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center has one of the only state-licensed after-school programs in Colorado with pickup service from select schools. The program serves students in grades K through 8 with tutoring, computer labs, gym time, phonics intervention, and a hot meal Monday through Friday between 3 and 6 p.m. for just $25 per week per child. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center touches the lives of children every day, but without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at Colorado Garden and Home Show February 7th to the 15th, booth 2343. Stop by for a free gift. Platte River Kitchens, booth 2343. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
There are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. simplesolar.com.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino. We're kicking off the new year with a big cash giveaway called Cash Blizzard. Now through February 20th, every Friday is Cash Blizzard Day. We'll be giving away cash on the hour from noon until 8 o'clock at night. Plus, a daily grand prize winner will get $2,500.
Wow, that's great, Mr. Money.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
And my first choice for winning.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
To help you with the modification process. Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group, and we've been helping homeowners with the loan modification process since its inception. We know what the lenders want, and we can help you get your loan modified.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% 30-year fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month, and thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
Call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-JBA1. Even if you owe more than your house is worth, call 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-5221.
Very interesting music. 8:56, 56 Mitz Fish, 56 minutes after the hour. Sunny, high today, going to be around 56, and we're talking about Mike Rosen, and we've got Media Matters coming up next. But let me take a call from David in Greeley. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, hello, Jay.
Hi.
According to the Rocky Mountain News, Rosen said he was paid by Agile. He received fees from Agile on top of the advertising payments that were made to KOA. And I'm wondering, you know, it sounds to me like a lot of the talk folks on radio are getting a little extra here and there.
Yeah, we all get paid.
Well, no, you get a little extra when you go and buy a car. Maybe when you go and
no,
somebody,
no,
well,
no.
Mike Rosen says he accepted money in addition to whatever the KOA people were getting for advertising there.
Well, I get that too. I get that too. It's called an endorsement fee.
Oh, well, okay. Then let's have everybody stand up and tell us who endorses them.
All right, I'll definitely give you a list of mine if you want them.
I'd love them.
All right, let me do this real quick because I'm running out of time. Rocky's Autos, Rocky Mountain Coin, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, Icon Laser, and Wright. That's and those are the only ones.
I got one word, Jay. Bingo.
Bingo what?
Oh, bingo, baby, bingo.
Bingo what?
Hey, if you want to stand up and say how honest these people are, let us all know that you're taking their money.
I've always let people know, and I thank you for the call. Bingo.
Hello.
858. Media Matters coming up next.
Ladies, do you know why you have thinning hair? Because as you age, you lose hair faster than you grow it. Your hair just keeps getting thinner and thinner. Half of all women experience hair loss, mostly due to things like stress and aging, hormonal changes, even dieting. But you can help regrow and restore thinning hair with Pure Therapy. For a limited time, try it free before you buy it. 1-800-900-1741. This luxurious formula is even sulfate-free and safe for color-treated hair. The FDA-approved ingredient in Pure Therapy is clinically proven to help stop women's hair loss, help regrow hair, help improve texture and thickness so you can finally have the fuller, healthier-looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Pure Therapy risk-free before you buy it. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-1741. That's 1-800-900-1741.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Cahan.
So look, let's get to work.
Getting to work at the Justice Department. The first African-American attorney general has been sworn in. CBS's Peter Mayer has the latest live.
And the new justice chief has just called it a new day at the department. This from Eric Holder.
It is time once again to base our actions on policies that are rooted in fairness and in a desire to ensure a more just America.
Holder speaking within the hour after Vice President Biden administered the oath at the Justice Department. He has promised to reverse what critics saw as Bush-era moves to politicize the department. Among Holder's first challenges, new policies on terror suspects. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I expect President Obama to pick New Hampshire Republican Judd Gregg to be Commerce Secretary. Republican Bonnie Newman, Gregg's former chief of staff, reportedly has been picked to replace him in the Senate. Another Obama nominee has withdrawn her name from consideration. Nancy Killefer was in line to be the first chief performance officer for the government. Reports say she did not pay employment taxes on household help for a year and a half. The housing slump has made it a buyer's market, but last month the buyers finally surfaced. Pending home sales were up for the first time in a while, says Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors.
The index is showing that a modest rebound in sales can be expected over the next couple of months, spurred by buyers that are responding to lower interest rates and lower home prices.
No doubt the nuclear family is stressed by the economy, but there are indications more family members are coming together and sharing homes and expenses to save money. Author Barbara McVicker, who's written about the phenomenon, says lost jobs and elderly medical expenses are making the situation more severe.
The statistics are that adult children taking care of their elderly parents spend anywhere from $5,000 to $30,000 a year underwriting mom and dad's care expenses.
Over and over again, former baseball star Roger Clemens is denied using steroids. He did it on 60 Minutes.
Never a human growth hormone.
Never.
Never testosterone.
Never.
And never anabolic steroid.
Never.
Now, the Washington Post reports Clemens' DNA has been linked to blood in syringes his former trainer says he used on the pitcher to inject performance-enhancing drugs. The paper says the results are only preliminary. A lawyer for Clemens calls it fabricated evidence. More than 70 people ages 16 to 79 have been arrested in a central North Carolina cockfighting raid. Sheriff Maynard Reed says they were all jammed into three chicken houses to watch the bloody fights.
One of the chickens that was fighting when we went in and we laid the search warrant on a tabletop, this chicken jumped up there on that table and was bleeding profusely and got blood on the search warrant.
The sheriff says 20 birds were already dead when they got there. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 31 points and the NASDAQ is ahead too. This is CBS News.
Thanks for seeing us, Doctor.
Danny's warm. Let's get a temperature.
I want the Star Wars thermometer.
Absolutely, Danny.
What kind of thermometer is that?
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is what he means. Just a gentle scan across the forehead gives a fast, accurate reading. We're using it on all our patients now. It's good for the whole family. No more ears or rears.
Wowee, Mom, can we get one too? I can't wait to take everyone's temperature.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner, a better thermometer. Home model available at Walmart, Walgreens, Costco, Sam's Club, Babies R Us, and Toys R Us.
Experience it and win with Tempur-Pedic. If you've been waiting for the absolute best time to try a life-changing Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system, this is it. Visit a participating retail store today and get your game piece for a chance to win $10,000 just for trying a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Simply call, click, or visit a participating retailer near you today to find out how. Call 1-800-433-2720 or visit Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. That's 1-800-433-2720 or Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. For official rules, go to www.experienceitandwin.com. Contest ends 3809. Offer void where prohibited.
I'm David Cahill with an AM 760 local news update. Former Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo and radio talk show host Mike Rosen may have lost up to $1 million apiece as victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. Rosen says not to feel sorry for him.
Please don't get the impression that I'm looking for anybody's sympathy or that I'm taking up a collection to bail me out.
Tancredo and Rosen invested with Boulder-based Agile Group, which apparently invested indirectly with Madoff and with Minnesota businessman Tom Petters, who's also accused of fraud. It's unclear how much, if any, investors caught up in Madoff's scheme will recover. Boulder police reopening the JonBenet Ramsey murder case more than a dozen years after the six-year-old was murdered in her Boulder home. A Boulder company is reaping the benefits of the nationwide salmonella outbreak involving peanut snacks. Justin's Nut Butter is capitalizing on its organically based products. None of the company's products come from the Georgia plant at the center of the outbreak, which has sickened more than 500 people and killed at least 8. And a panel of national experts evaluating Colorado's schools say the state is on track in some areas, but has work to do in others. The study was paid for by the Denver-based Peyton Foundation. It found the state's moving in the right direction in developing a statewide academic growth model. Sports, Avs beat the Calgary Flames 4-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cahill. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a crash. This is on the westbound side of I-70, right around I-25. Should be out of the way shortly, but could see some activity just north of downtown. Other than that, the metro highways are again pretty quick to recover after a busy morning commute. Northbound I-25, getting back to normal as you're making your way past Broadway. Same deal on the southbound side. No problems to report on 270, cruising across Commerce City. There's a non-
And now, more things that sound dirty in NFL playoff games. But aren't.
So big and athletic and strong. And this is the deepest they've been all game long. It adds up to this. 7. Gay grabbing hold of that one. Steelers will have a chance for a little business before the half. Look at the pickup. Oh, the big one. The biggest ball. Certainly have been on the receiving end. Kurt Warner hooking up with Tim Hightower. Jammed it in there.
For me, it was just about, again, a bunch of guys coming together.
Mahmood Ahmadinejad. Mahmood Ahmadinejad. Mahmood Ahmadinejad. Mama me to do 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 moo do dad. Mama do 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 maji jad. Mamu do do dini me jad. Mama jad do. Mamu manama jad. Mamumanamanajad. Mamumanamanajad. Mamumanamanajad.
Chris has worked on numerous political campaigns over the past decade. He served as a multimedia communications director and member of the renowned web team for Howard Dean's 2004 presidential campaign, which really started all this internet stuff, involvement in politics. In 2005, Frisch worked as the National Press Secretary of the Democratic Senatorial Committee. Prior to his work with progressives, Frisch worked for Republicans for several years, including John McCain, during his 2000 presidential campaign, among others. Frisch came to Media Matters in 2006 as the communications director. He now serves as a senior fellow. And you can go to carlfrisch.com or mediamatters.org. And for full disclosure, I give money to this organization. All right, Carl, good morning. And it's nice to have you on for the first time.
Thanks for having me. I had to tell everybody I was a Republican once.
You worked for John McCain. What was that like?
It was an experience. I think everybody experiments a little when they're young.
Oh, so how young were you?
Well, I think I was 21 or 22 when I worked for McCain and switched parties after working for him. And before that, I'd worked for a member of Congress in the Republican Party. And I've since made my penance as a good Catholic schooled boy. I've done my penance at this point.
So did you just all of a sudden wake up one day and say, you know what, this is BS, I can't take it?
It wasn't quite that easy, but you kind of get in this rut where you're working and it's just job to job. And when I was a conservative, my politics were all about me, and it's refreshing to be, you know, once you identify as progressive in some form, it becomes easier to see the light on different issues, and my politics have become about other people, so that's good.
Yeah, all right, let's start out with this one, because I got it as a talking point, so mm-hmm. I want to run it by you. Some conservative guy sent me an email, and in this stimulus package, he claims that Acorn is going to get money. Now, you know what? I know that that's BS, but it's a right-wing talking point.
You should cue the ghouly, ghostly sounds. I mean, it's a scare tactic. They tried this during the presidential election to push the notion that Acorn was somehow participating in voter fraud, which we all know is not necessarily true, that there were people that were fraudulently registered, but that Acorn, by law, had to turn in those registration forms, even though they would tell the county registrars that this form or that form were not necessarily legitimate. So they're trying to play the same game. What they're doing, there's about $4 billion, just over $4 billion, in the House version of the stimulus bill that was allocated to community organizations that help with the relocation of people and purchasing of bad real estate to clean up and community redevelopment of those communities. And people are trying to claim that that's what Acorn would be getting, that money. And it's just not true. Acorn doesn't even do that. Acorn is a community action organization for lower and middle income people and has nothing to do with housing redevelopment at all. So they wouldn't even be qualified for the funding. It's an outright lie.
Well, the Washington Times is really into this.
The beacon of good journalism.
Yeah, right, exactly.
When the Washington Times reports it, you can be sure that you'll hear it on Fox, and you can be sure that you'll hear it on right-wing radio, which you have. And we've done a lot of items on that at MediaMatters.org. And unfortunately, once it gets that kind of traction, you start seeing it in different outlets like the AP. Which is a mainstream news outlet, and you'll see it in the New York Times or the Washington Post. So that's why it's important to strike back when these things first start bubbling up in the right-wing ether.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs is part of this too.
Of course, because Acorn has a lot of ties to the Hispanic and Latino community, so therefore Lou Dobbs is going to come out nice and grandly harsh against it, regardless of whether or not it's true, and he'll never correct himself on it.
All right, this is the Media Matters Minute, and I'm going to play this for you, and then I want to get some comment on some of these topics.
The Fox Business Channel hosted an all-out assault on the Employee Free Choice Act. Here's a clip from the show Forbes on Fox.
This bill should be called the Anti-Free Choice Pro-Slavery Bill. Banning secret ballots, that's a terrible idea. This is a Gestapo tactic.
In fact, the bill would not ban secret ballot elections. Rather, it would take away employers' right to insist on holding a secret ballot election to determine whether workers favored unionization. But today's most ridiculous comment goes to Fox News' Glenn Beck, who ridiculed the Obama administration for allegedly creating a new banking program under the acronym BARF.
We're talking now about the bad bank. It is the Bad Asset Repository Fund, BARF. When you got a group of people that can't figure out the acronym bill would be BARF, don't you think that really we should stop listening to these people?
In reality, the acronym BARF does not exist. It came from a satirical article originating from Forbes magazine. For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
All right, first of all, holding
it. Sorry, I just barfed a little in my mouth.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's just, you know, doesn't it amaze you that there are people who listen to that and go, oh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, sure.
Does it amaze me? No. I remember listening to Rush Limbaugh on a little radio in my classroom in high school. It is bizarrely intoxicating to have your own political opinions reinforced with a comedic value. And at the same time sticking it to people you disagree with, regardless of whether or not it's true. They don't care if it's true or not. You know, this whole issue about the Employee Free Choice Act, they're saying that there's no secret ballot. It's just a lie. What the Employee Free Choice Act does is it keeps employers from silencing those that are trying to organize a union in the workplace it's basically allowing for card check, allowing for ballots to happen regardless of whether or not the employer has been able to twist enough arms to get a vote one way or the other. And then, you know, you heard the bit about Beck talking about BARF, which was basically an Onion-esque article in Forbes magazine. It's just ridiculous. You know, next thing you know, Beck is going to be reporting on, you know, whatever the front page of the Onion is at any given day, as if it's true.
Yeah, and I grew up with the illusion, I think a lot of people grew up with the illusion, that the press doesn't engage in this kind of stuff, and that you wouldn't, and then the public personalities, not necessarily, because they're not journalists, but public personalities would not get on the air and would not openly lie.
See, and that's the thing, conservative media figures are not looking to talk about the truth, they're looking to talk about whatever is going to advance their point of view. Now, if they were saying the truth about something they cared about, Media Matters would have no way to do a research item debunking what they're saying. But because they, you know, participate in this just smearing, this misrepresenting, this pushing of conservative misinformation, it opens up the door for criticism. You know, and that's why we're here. It happens every day.
9:15, 15 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're getting our media misinformation report from Media Matters. This is Carl Frisch with us, brand new addition to the show. Okay, I love this one. Echoing her previous claim, Mika Brzezinski. Now, she's on that morning, that obnoxious morning show on MSNBC.
Morning, Joe. Yeah,
you know, where Joe can't keep his mouth shut for 5 seconds. She said that food stamps don't stimulate the economy, but economists disagree. And as a matter of fact, Moody's shows that it does.
Right. There's a number of social programs, and this is one thing that conservatives have been up in a tizzy. They don't want a penny spent on social programs, forgetting that when the federal government comes in to help with money for more food stamps, for extending unemployment benefits, then it then enables local and state governments to continue funding other things that are important, like cops on the street and fire departments. Many fire departments and police departments are now considering cutting back on their personnel. And as we all know, when economic times are tough, crime goes up, there are more accidents, and it's important that we don't turn our back on these people and then force them onto unemployment assistance themselves. So these social programs do stimulate the economy. They do make it easier for low, middle-income people to afford the things that they need every day.
Yeah, well,
and that is a stimulant.
Well, Mika is obviously from the Chicago School of Economics, or maybe no School of Economics, or maybe the Morning Joe School of Economics.
Yeah, she sits in the back of the room.
Yeah, well, he blabbers continuously. The Wall Street Journal, I love this. The Wall Street Journal ignored effective tax rate and claiming U.S. corporate tax rate is higher than all of Europe. Now, how do you get away with that?
if you ignore all of the deductions that corporate America gets to take, it makes us look, I believe there's one or two countries above us. But let's be clear. When you include all of the tax breaks that corporate America participates in, all of the corporate welfare that they get, the United States falls dramatically on that list, much, much lower. I believe there's 18 countries with a higher tax rate at that point.
Which, by the way, these Western industrial powers that have this kind of social democracy set up, those people right now are better off than we are.
Right. They have certain things that they've come to expect from their government. They're taken care of. They don't have to worry about their health care from job to job. They always have health care. You know, there is a social safety net that protects people in times of economic distress.
Yeah, so there's a worldwide kind of, recession.
Yes.
But they're not suffering half as bad as we are.
No, it's unfortunate when anybody loses their job, and it's happening all over the world. But in a lot of countries, they've seen fit to protect people that are put in that position. Here in the U.S., I think it was President Obama who said in his acceptance speech in Denver, you know, we keep on telling people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, but what are we going to do if they don't have any boots?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Here's one. I found Politico.com, and so I said, okay, well, I'm going to get on their mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
But I've smelled a rat over there for a long time. And Politico cropped Pelosi's comments on Republican participation in the House bill.
Yeah, which is not surprising. Politico regularly engages in kind of this tabloidy, journalism. And, you know, far be it for them to, you know, actually quote what somebody actually said. Pelosi has spoken in great detail about involving people in the House. Much of the stimulus bill included conservative points of contention. It's the age-old idiom that compromise in American politics is when Democrats give ground. That's it. You never see it reported that conservatives have gotten some of what they've asked for, and therefore that is compromise. Unless conservatives get everything that they want, few people consider it compromise. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. I got a guy hanging on that wants to get on with me.
All right.
But I thought I'd run this by you. Because this is another right-wing talking point. Illegals are exhausting food stamps.
Illegals.
I mean, what? How do they qualify? You can't qualify for food stamps if you're illegal.
No, there's aside from emergency medical care, there's almost nothing in terms of government assistance and education for children. There's almost nothing that one can qualify for without proof of citizenship. So, you know, if you want to talk about people having, fake identification, that's one thing. But, pretty much every study, unless you're looking at a right-wing anti-immigrant group, has shown time and time again that undocumented workers just do not qualify for these things. Meanwhile, they are paying a significant amount of taxes in the way of sales taxes, in the way of filling rental properties, housing taxes can be paid. And in some degrees, you know, if they have actually falsified documents to get a Social Security card to get a job, they're also paying income taxes, which they then don't get to take out.
Well,
with Social Security. So it's just another lie. I mean, I guarantee you in the next year, every piece of legislation, some right-wing congressman is going to say, will benefit illegal immigrants. It's become their broken record refrain.
Yeah, that and tax cuts.
Yes.
Which is a constant, their bill that they're proposing now to counter Obama's stimulation package is once again loaded with the same thing that they talked about before.
Right, because it worked so well.
Yeah, because it works so well. And then you got Fox and you got Limbaugh and you got the rest of them who get on there and then they back this stuff up to the 26% that are still believing in these fairy tales.
Right. And I've always wanted to meet those people until I think about who they probably are.
I've met them.
Yeah.
And you know something? You can't argue with them.
No, because it doesn't. It's like the old adage of the conspiracy theory. Any truth that might conceivably back up their argument is only proof of the conspiracy. And anything that is different than what they believe in is only further proof of the conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you're right. And you're right about also about these folks not caring about the truth. And it doesn't have to be Fox News. I mean, it can be ABC, too. I mean, ABC's Jake Tapper, and he's shown up on the list before, ignored CBO report, that's the Congressional Budget Office report, advanced GOP claim that the recovery bill is not a stimulus plan.
Right, and you know, that's the thing. You're right, it does happen everywhere. And Tapper gets it right a lot of the time if people read his blog and whatnot. But he also gets it wrong from time to time. He's just as susceptible to passing on conservative misinformation as fact as anybody else in the media. Perhaps not as much as Fox News, but the mainstream media is just as infected by this type of conservative misinformation as anyone else.
Yeah, you know, the sad thing is, so is NPR.
Sure. We do items on NPR. You know, you often hear conservatives complain about Media Matters by saying, oh, they just monitor right-wing radio and or conservative radio and Fox News because they don't like their opinions. Well, you know, that's fine, but it's a lie. If you want to go to our website, MediaMatters.org, every day you'll see an item on Fox, on the New York Times, on the Washington Post, on ABC News, on NPR. We monitor everything.
Now, Mara Liasson is a little suspect over there.
Mara Liasson, Juan Williams, we've written extensively about problems with their reports.
Isn't that Juan Williams, Juan I Take Money Williams? Is that
yes,
him?
That would be him.
Yeah, I got paid. I didn't
exactly
tell anybody to be a mouthpiece for the administration.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Carl, it's been great, man. I can't wait to have you on again. And thanks. And we urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org. And Carl, hey, man, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
All right, I appreciate it. Okay, he's great. So we'll have him on again. Next week it's Erica Bullard, who knows the media inside out. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Now it's John Turk, who knows traffic inside out.
Well, I'd like to think I do, but I really don't, Jay. But what I do know is the morning commute looks like it's all wrapped up. Only residual traffic heading northbound on 25 after Lincoln down to around 6th Avenue. Southbound side, full recovery. Speeds in the 50s and 60s coming in after I-70. Also a little residual traffic from Washington to I-25. This is your traveling westbound on I-70. Had a late crash there, but still seeing some residual traffic. Also got construction going on in Littleton, University and Arapahoe Road. Also in Golden at Highway 58 and Washington Ave. Your forecast, plenty of sunshine. Going to be warm, too, with a high of 57 degrees. Also windy up in the foot.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Well, so go out there and say hello to my friend Spanky Herrera. Go out there and see Uncle Fester, who is better known as George. Go out there and see Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Jules, Isaac Harris, any of the folks working out at Rockies. They'll be more than happy to help you out. Rockies Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you just can't beat it because they're at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Drowning in credit card debt?
Realize credit counseling only lowers interest and takes up to 7 years?
Thinking about bankruptcy, but found out the new bankruptcy law forces you to repay your debt and may ruin your credit for 10 years.
If yes, and you don't want to risk your property or your future, and you need fast debt relief, call the U.S. Financial Management My Debt Negotiation Program.
My Debt Negotiation paid off my bills in only 36 months and helped me avoid bankruptcy.
Get the superior solution to bankruptcy in credit counseling.
I reduced my debt by 70% and with one low monthly payment.
And harassing collection costs.
I was afraid to answer the phone until my debt negotiation stopped the hassling once and for all.
Restore your credit.
We finally bought our dream house.
Stop overpaying credit card companies today. Grab a pen and take this number down. 1-800-426-7119. The call is free. The money you'll save is real. Don't wait another day to resolve your problem. 1-800-426-7119. Hurry before the new law doubles your minimum monthly payments. Call 1-800-426-7119 now.
Twenty-eight minutes after the hour here, AM 760, a progressive talk. Sunny, high today, 56. Buddy Holly dies 50 years ago today. I didn't want to get past without saying that. It was not only Buddy Holly, it was J.P. Richardson, the big bopper, who was a disc jockey in a little town outside Houston. Port Arthur, I believe. Beaumont. And also Richie Valens. Ending up crashing in a plane. And Waylon Jennings, by the way, who's now gone, which is sad. Waylon gave his seat up to, I believe, Buddy Holly. Or maybe he gave his seat up to the Big Bopper. Anyway, for years, Waylon would not talk about that, about giving his seat up. Boy, how'd you feel about that? You give your seat up to somebody and they end up dying? Also, Bonnaroo is coming up. And guess who's going to be playing Bonnaroo? Merle Haggard, who I read a profile on in the Los Angeles Times over the weekend. And Mighty Merle has beaten the lung cancer that he had. He had a lung cancer tumor the size of a lemon. And they took it out. It was cancerous, and he beat it. So Hag is back on the road.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's wonderful news for me because I love it.
That, this music festival looks awesome this year, Jay.
Well,
they just released the lineup today.
Why don't we go?
You think we could convince management to let us do our get like an RV and do our show there for 5 days?
No. Let's just take 5 days off and go.
All right, let's do it. I'm down. I'll pack up my kids and the wife. We'll drive out to Bonnaroo.
You know, I just want to see Haggard and Bruce Springsteen.
Listen to this. Bruce Springsteen, Fish, Beastie Boys, Nine Inch Nails, David Byrne, Al Green, Wilco.
Oh, Memphis Sound. I love Al
Snoop
Green.
Snoop Dogg.
Wilco's good, too,
Elvis,
from Chicago.
Yeah, Elvis Costello.
Great.
Paul Oakenfold, Ben Harper, TV on the Radio, Government Mule, Merle Haggard, Moe, Bela Fleck, Galactic.
Oh, Bela Fleck's great. David, he's a bluegrass artist.
Yeah, David Grisman Quintet, Lucinda Williams.
She's hot.
Robert Earl Keen.
He's hot.
The Ting Ting's a pretty hot new band out there. I mean, it just goes on and on. Wow.
Where's it taking place this year?
It's in Tennessee. Manchester, Tennessee, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. But
it's there every year.
But I don't remember where Manchester is.
I think it's smack dab in the middle of the state. God, that looks fun.
Mary would know.
You think Clear Channel wants to make me their music correspondent and concert correspondent and they just send me out to shows and I'll just report?
No, I think what they want to make you is their dumpster cleaner. That's what I think they want to make you.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Well, we can take. When is the dates on that?
The dates are. Let's see if I can find this. I just got this email from them. Just give me 2 seconds here, Jay.
Find out the dates?
Yep, I'm getting the dates. June 12th through 14th.
Well, we could go.
We could go. RV. You give me a phone line, I can put us on the air anywhere.
Yeah, my only problem with going in June, though, is I got another trip planned.
That's right.
I'm going to Paris, hopefully. All right, let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Rainey in Denver. Rainey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, I got a question. I feel like I'm being discriminated against at my workplace. I believe there's two illegal workers there. They get more hours than I do. One talks on the phone constantly, doesn't do her job. I do my job. I go to work on time. And I just need to know if there's anything I can do or what I can do to rectify the situation that I'm going through at my job.
Are you sure they're illegal?
I'm not positive. I don't know how to check into that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, what makes you believe that they're illegal?
Because one of them told me that the other girl didn't have any papers because she was angry because the girl got hired on while she was off on workman's comp or something. And she said she didn't have any papers. You know, I don't know what's going on. I really don't care. I just want to get treated fairly at my workplace.
Okay, without telling us where you work, what do you do?
I'm in it's warehouse work.
Well, is it a big enough company that has a human resources division?
No, it's not. It's a small business.
Okay. Then you got one alternative and one alternative only. Well, wait a minute, though. That's not true. You've got two alternatives.
Okay.
One, you can go speak to the management and say, hey, what's the deal here? And I know damn well that one of these women is illegal.
Right.
Why are they getting more hours than I'm getting? What's designating, you know, what's causing that?
Right.
And two, if they blow you out because you raise a stink over it, or if you feel like you should, then contact a lawyer who deals in this kind of stuff.
Okay.
And have them contact your employer.
Okay. Do you have any lawyers? Do you know any names, or just look in the phone book?
No, don't do that. Don't look in the phone book. All right,
okay.
That's not what these guys do, but they'll help you out.
Okay.
All right, you got a pen?
Let me get one right here. Okay.
303-300-
Okay.
1661.
Okay.
And ask for either Scott Henderson or Mike Turner.
Okay.
Explain that you're a listener of mine. Tell them what your story is.
Uh-huh.
Make it clear to them that you understand they don't do that kind of work, but ask them if they know somebody who does.
Okay.
All right?
All righty. Well, thank you for your time. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
I heard Al Green was going to be playing in that event. I'm a big Al Green fan.
I like Al Green, too, man. I like him a lot.
You know, I always try to be upbeat, but this goes out to that Carl. I'm very liberal, and I'm the guy that made the comment about the illegals getting food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his head in the clouds. I'm on the front line. I know what goes on, and it's been a con that's been perpetuated. The illegals are getting a lot of services.
Okay, wait a minute. When you say it's a con... Okay.
Well, let me explain myself. When you asked him, when that question was brought up to him, he said it was a lie. And then he came off saying that he was an advocate of the contributions that illegals are making to this country.
No, he never said that.
You might check it out, Jake.
I will check it out, but he never said that.
Well, he just said
he just recited the law as he knows it.
Mm-hmm. But Jay, I know for a fact.
How do you know for a fact?
Well, I know illegal aliens.
Well, that's all right. Do you see them go get food stamps?
I know. Yeah, I've seen them in their possession.
Well, that doesn't mean that they go get them. I mean, have you seen?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Have you seen them go get it? That's number one. And number two, because you see them in the possession. And by the way, what do? They show them to you?
I just have seen them, in their possession.
Well, have you ever collected food stamps?
Have I?
Yeah.
No.
Well, then how would you know what they'd look like?
Well, because they have cards. It's a card.
Well, I mean,
a food stamp card. Well, Jay, I'm not even going to get into the minute parts of that.
No, the reason I'm asking you all of this is because there's a lot of these charges flying around,
mm-hmm.
and it flies in the face of not only the law, but it also flies in the face of behavioral patterns. Because illegal immigrants, and bear in mind the word illegal,
Right.
They do not want to come out of the shadows for any reason whatsoever. So they would never risk, at least that I know of, and if they did, they're fools, they would never risk defrauding the federal government of something they're not entitled to, when what they basically want to do is they basically want to stay in the shadows.
Well, Jay, you know you're my favorite, but I'm going to tell you what. You're telling me that they wouldn't want to defraud the government. The abuse of the...
But that's not what I said.
No, what you're saying is they like to hang in the shadows, and that they're not into defrauding the government. Is that what you're telling me?
What I'm saying to you is that if they do, they're fools, because the last thing that they want to have to do is go to any government agency and fess up to who they are and what they're doing.
Right, and the only way they're going to fess up to it is if they're caught, correct?
No, you just can't walk in. You can't walk in to any government agency and get benefits just on your word. They ask for documentation.
I did hear one positive, though. I heard from a dude in Denver the other day that they've been aggressively rounding them up, and I didn't know that.
But let's go back. Let's go back.
Okay, sure, go.
You do agree that if you go into a government agency, that
right.
they're not going to give you anything, that you have to prove your eligibility. Do you agree with that?
To some degree, I do agree with that.
Well, what do you mean to some degree? I mean, either you do or you don't.
Jay, this is how I feel about it, and you might think I'm totally off base on this. The whole front line of most of the Social Security and social service offices is they're all Hispanic.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
That is like the worst, most racist, conspiratorial thing I've heard on this radio station in a long time. Would you make the same comment if they were all Jewish or Catholic? That they would go out of their way to help Jews and Catholics because they're Jewish and Catholic?
No, I wouldn't.
What religion are you?
I'm Catholic.
Okay, and you're white, too, right? So would you say that white, so you say if white people are working there, they're going to go out of their way to help you because you're white?
No.
Okay, then why,
would you make
that accusation against somebody who's Hispanic?
Because how I feel about it is...
I don't care how you feel. You're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. And what you just made is a racist, stereotypical statement.
Well, I apologize about that then.
Well, look into yourself, look into your heart, and look into the facts. And I think you'll call me back and you'll have a different point of view.
All right. I do think that there has been a little abuse of the system.
Well, of course. No question. But it's not Hispanics. It's not illegals that are abusing it. White people are abusing it, too.
Okay.
So are black people. So are Asian people. Anything that man comes up with is not going to be perfect. All right. I got to go, Steve. I love you. I'll talk to you later. 9:40, 40 minutes after the hour, John Turk talks traffic.
Jay, looks like traffic is at a full recovery on the highways around town. No delays on 25. There, we do have a small crash, though, right off the highway there near Coors Field, Park Avenue, there at Platte Canyon. Also working a crash with injuries at Broadway and Iliff. If you're traveling out of the high country, you might see some flurries there west of Georgetown, but really this drive is looking pretty good. Our weather looks good. With highs in the upper 50s, we're already at 48 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $15,900.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte, fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Should you use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? One, they take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. Two, they use green technology that doesn't cost you more. Three, they're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at Colorado Garden and Home Show starting February 7th, booth 2343. You'll thank me for my recommendation. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087, or at the Garden and Home Show, booth 2343.
Whoever wants to leave their house. They don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Try a reverse mortgage program. All you got to do is make a phone call to find out. Here's the number. 303-577-7216. That's 303-577-7216. It's just a great plan. And it's one of those things where you got to be 62 or older to take advantage of it. So if you've got parents who are going through this, or even if you're older than 62 and you're going through it, maybe a reverse mortgage program is what you need. So call 303-577-7216.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. So find out how you can help. Visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Homeowners, don't be fooled. There's a lot of companies talking about loan modification and how they're going to help you save your home. The reality is that most of these companies are unqualified to help you with the modification process. Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group, and we've been helping homeowners with the loan modification process since its inception. We know what the lenders want, and we can help you get your loan modified.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% 30-year fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
Call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-JBA1. Even if you owe more than your house is worth, call 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-5221.
50 years ago today, music died. Rock and roll died, actually.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me? I wanna love you night and day. You know my love will not fade away.
Buddy Holly from Lubbock, Texas. 9:45, 45 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny high today, 56. There have been a lot of artists that have come out of Lubbock, Texas, too, by the way. Or cities or little towns that surround Lubbock, like Floydada, which is where Waylon Jennings worked as a disc jockey. I hate to say this about Lubbock. I really hate to say this. But Lubbock is really a grim place. I had done weekends at, I was working in Amarillo. I had done weekends at KLLL.
places stark. But I like the panhandle. Most people don't like it, but I like the panhandle. The smell of oil in the earth. It's just so romantic. Deanne in Idaho Springs. Deanne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
Wanted to make a real quick comment. The lady with the, she's pretty sure she's got illegals where she works. She might want to go to the DA if she can't settle it with her boss. Especially if she is lucky enough to live in Weld County, they're really good about dealing with it. And the other
I don't think they're really good about dealing with it in Weld County. I think the DA there is a racist.
And I don't think he's racist at all. I think he's very logical.
You mean like holding that little meeting he held last year, in which he had a member of the police department. It might have been the police chief. Explaining illegal aliens cause all this trouble, and then they didn't have any statistics to back up what they were saying. As a matter of fact, the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post both turned around and debunked the point they were making.
We're having problems with illegals here.
Wait a minute, you didn't answer my, okay. I give up. The other thing is
she needs to be ready to go to the Labor Relations Board because she's real liable to get fired.
Yeah, and that'll work, too, because they're all full of Bush appointees.
Yeah, well, there is that. All right.
But, ma'am, you still didn't answer what I said. You just ignored it.
I don't know
Well, go look it up. Why would I lie?
I have no idea, but sometimes you get a little confused.
Oh, I get confused. Okay. Sure, you bet. Okay.
All right, take care.
Thanks. What do you say to that? Let's go to Jason in Denver. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, man? Hey, you know, these people call in with their illegal this and their illegal that and, you know, turn them in here and do that. You know, one of the things I thought when Barack got elected was the racism was going to rise to the top of the barrel like cream on milk, and there it is, out front and in color, in living color. And the guy that called a little earlier and was talking about food stamps and stuff, you know, a lot of people that are undocumented have children who are citizens. Those children are eligible for food stamps. And if they need food stamps in order to live, I'm sorry. They should have food.
No, come on. We should starve children. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And we should deny people health care. And we should, you know, I mean, this is a bunch of, you know what. I mean, it just makes me crazy. And,
well, how about the last woman?
Oh, well.
I mean, where is she coming from?
Well.
That they're good in Weld County? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that guy up there is a nut. The DA up there, you know, it's like, dude, you must be hanging out with Tom Tancredo and wearing your pointy white hat running around the state. So, you know, these people that are here, that are working here, who are undocumented, are really excellent folks. They're here because of socioeconomic issues in Mexico, and also because they're, as quiet as it's kept, there's a narco-terrorist kind of war going on down there. Right?
Oh, that's absolutely right. You know who's got a book out about that? It's fiction, but it's really good if you can get all the way through it. The late writer Roberto Bolano has got a book out called, I think it's called 2666, and it's about the murders in Juarez.
Oh, man, it's crazy down there. And I know a lot of people that are undocumented. I'm an Anglo guy, but I know a lot of people that are undocumented that I work with, that I go to church with. And, you know, they tell me stories that are just unbelievable. It's like, yeah, well, no wonder you want to be up here. Yet that war, that narco war that's going on down there is happening because of the United States. Because of, you know, our need to get, you know, dope over here and the money that's involved with it. So it's a bad situation for all of these folks that are here undocumented. It's a bad situation for their children who, you know, in some cases they were born here, so they're citizens. But in other cases, you know, they didn't have a choice at 5 years of age when their parents brought them across the border.
My point to him was is you just can't walk off the street without proving it up. And that's the whole thing. I'll tell you what, let me leave you with this. I wish every illegal alien would leave the country. You know why? Because the economy would collapse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these people, they don't have a clue about that. But,
yeah,
hey,
you know.
Hey, man, right. Thanks a lot. You're
oh, yeah. Thanks for calling.
No sweat.
All right. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin and John Turk with traffic.
Well, Jay, I wish I had something to talk about, but really, it's for your benefit. Nothing out there to get in your way on the highways around town. No delays, stalls, or really the only thing construction-wise going on in Golden there at Highway 58 in Washington, back around the metro area. We do have just one crash, but it's on Park Avenue West, inbound before South Platte River. Also got this crash on South Broadway around Iliff, and that one is involving some injuries. So you may want to just be a little careful through there as well. Your forecast today, plenty of sunshine and warm. We're looking for around a 57-degree high. It's also going to be windy up in the foothills again, gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Your current downtown temperature, 50 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let K&H Home Solutions make your home comfy and your accountant happy. For a limited time, when you buy one window at K&H, you'll...
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269.
Now our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or soulsourceinc.com.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
At OperationHope.org.
Hi, it's Ryan Tedder from One Republic. This fall, we are headlining Tag This Tour 2008. Check out our website, OneRepublic.net, for details on how you can bid on exclusive packages to our upcoming tour. The best part is, you'll be helping to save lives. All of the proceeds from these auctions will benefit the City of Hope. City of Hope aims to serve cancer patients with the latest research, treatment, compassion, and dignity. Join us in the mission to find a cure for cancer. Visit www.OneRepublic.net. For tour dates and information.
9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today 56. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Dissent, discussion, and disagreement. I haven't even asked for that James Brown song all morning.
You didn't yesterday either.
I know. What's wrong with me?
We went two full shows without having to play Night Train.
I know, something's missing on the show. Let's go to Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
I would just like the gentleman to know, in conjunction with the job that I do, I'm required to work with social services and things like that, departments that provide public aid. I believe it was 2 years ago, Congress passed requirements to receive food stamps, Medicaid, TANF, anything like that. One of the requirements is you have to have birth certificates, you have to have Social Security cards, and while I know that people can have those documents forged, it's next to impossible for someone who is not here legally to get any kind of public aid. They can't even get health insurance for their kids.
Well, we can't get health insurance for ours.
We can't get health insurance for our own kids.
I mean, there's a lot of people. There's 48 million Americans running around out there without health care.
And the majority of them are children.
That's exactly right.
And so, I mean, okay, so he saw somebody, what, at the grocery store who was maybe speaking Spanish that had a Quest card? What does that tell me? That tells me that somebody who speaks Spanish has a Quest card. That doesn't mean that they're here illegally.
Well, I think he saw it at his job, he was saying.
And, you know, I mean, it's difficult for someone who is a citizen to get those kinds of benefits.
Yeah, I know. They throw all kinds of roadblocks in your way.
Oh, yeah.
The hoops that
they have to jump through to get any kind of benefits, sometimes it's just absurd. I mean, you know, food stamps are a little bit easier because they're a little bit more lenient on some of the income requirements and that kind of thing. But I've had women who make literally a dollar more than they're supposed to make a month. And they won't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And also the point I tried to make to him is that illegal aliens do not want exposure to the system.
Absolutely not.
But you know what the problem is? I'll tell you what, and then I got to go, but I'll tell you the problem real quick. You can comment on this real quick. You know what the problem is? People go to emergency rooms. People go to these. They see Hispanics, and they immediately, if they talk Spanish particularly, they immediately go, oh, they're illegal.
I think that's just ridiculous. I speak Italian and Spanish to my children in my home. I should be able to do that. I mean, that's their background.
I agree.
Those are their roots.
I agree. I'm trying to learn French. Michelle, thanks.
I love to travel. It's one of the things that I wish that I have done more of.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
New Zealand, Greece, Ireland, and Scotland.
She's Match.com member Adventure 90, and you can email her right now.
Any place that has a big beach and an umbrella drink is probably right up my alley for sure.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared in time for Valentine's Day. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000. This weekend, only at Jared.